Their representatives may be interested to talk to us tomorrow about the possibility of Donald Trump actually becoming the next president of the United States of America, and whether or not he would actually be favorable about his thoughts here in England. I don't know. My biggest worry is what happens if he is voted in and he actually is invited. Well, he will be. If he's voted in as President of the United States of America, he will be invited to the palace. And I am not sure that I want Her Majesty having to be embarrassed at a meeting between herself, her family, and Donald Trump. I'm just not sure he would know how to behave. That's almost it from me. I'll be back at 10 tomorrow morning. Golly, I've got to travel in rush hour again. I don't know if I can stand
that. Did you have a hard time this morning?
Oh, I don't do that. I've not done that in my entire life, but a woman sitting next to me with cheese and onion crisps. Who would eat cheese and onion crisps at 8:30 in the morning on the
train? It's one way to keep your seat next to you free. Perhaps she was trying to go for that.
Well, you know, I refuse.
Eat something worse. Eat worse.
I'm not going to do it. I put my coat and my bag on the seat next to me so she couldn't have it.
Yeah.
And then she perched on the arm of the seat and got... She shouldn't have even been on the train, quite frankly. She didn't, I mean, and the people who don't wash who travel, don't people get up early enough to have a shower?
I swear it's a technique to keep seats to yourself, keep space around you.
Thank goodness I'm finished now, because I don't have to go with a hoi polloi.
Exactly.
And that's, I think that's very necessary. My feelings go out to those people who have to travel every day at that particular time. Because why don't they put enough carriages on the trains?
Oh, it's a whole new phone-in for you there.
Yeah, I didn't realise, because I spent 30 years working at times when nobody else is travelling, you see. And
if
you do the breakfast show, you do late at night, you don't have to put up... Oops, sorry. You don't have to put up with that sort of thing.
Exactly right. And what they should do, because the trains don't move anyway, particularly southern, as we know, what they should do is just put enough carriages on the trains that it forms basically a long, still, dry corridor from Brighton to London, and then people could just walk to work.
Well, you see, and then when you drive, because you couldn't find anywhere to park at the station, because not all of us live within cycling or walking distances of the station, and then you can't park, so then you have to drive in, and then you get penalised by having to pay to go into your own place of work, something like, what, 12 quid is it now?
That's about right.
And then you have to put up with these sort of lycra louts on their bikes, not looking where they're going, heads down, racing as far. I mean, just a nightmare.
Yeah. Well, if you went with my idea of the train corridor, people could just cycle up there as well. You'd have to put a cycle lane in and a pedestrian lane. But, it could happen.
Yeah. Your newsreader cycles a lot. I'd have a word with her if I were you.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. She'll ride anything.
Yeah. I've heard that. Mm.
Good. Right. Some kind of programme coming up.
Is it your turn?
I don't know. Is this what happens now? Yeah, fine. I'll just say what's coming up.
Actually, you've got 10 seconds.
Fine.
And then you can have... Do you want to have the 10 seconds extra and then I could take the 10 seconds off you tomorrow, or do you want to just go... I think you have to go at 58.
Do I?
Yeah.
That's like 4 seconds. All right. We'll be giving away some meat. There, I've done it.
What sort of meat?
Oh, chicken, beef or lamb, your choice. That'll be in a game of Dead or Alive. That's next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Well, happy driving.
Cool. And who's that lying on my X-Trail's roof?
Oh, that's Mike, giving the sunroof seal a final once-over. So if you could drive a little bit slower.
Because we know every Nissan from top to bottom, our understanding goes much deeper. So visit Nissan's used car event from the 7th until the 24th of October, where a used 14-plate Nissan X-Trail could be yours from £15,995, subject to availability at participating dealers. Google Nissan Cared For to find your nearest dealer.
Join us this Friday for a very special Celebrity Gogglebox featuring Ollie Mears, Niall Horan, Steve Coogan, Anna Friel and England footballers Daniel Sturridge, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain and Jamie Vardy. Celebrity Gogglebox for Stand Up To Cancer. Friday from 7 on Channel 4.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In October, we've got a real deal on self-assembly kitchens. Get £50 of Sainsbury's vouchers when you spend £500 expat. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
Yes, it is. Good afternoon. Welcome to it. I am John Holmes. It's a Wednesday, just coming up to 1 o'clock. See, I told James Whale that we were going a little bit early there. Look, now I've got to fill 5 more seconds till we get to 1 o'clock. 4, 3, 2, 1. It's 1 o'clock. Here's Victoria with the news.
Nicely done, John. Coming up, calls for refugee age checks, murder at Pentonville Prison, and find out the job thousands have applied for.
Talk Radio.
The British Dental Association says it's unethical to use checkups to try and work out the age of child refugees from the Calais Jungle migrant camp. A Conservative MP suggests tests to make sure only under-18s are able to enter the UK to join their relatives. Member of Parliament for Monmouthshire, David Davis, says some of the teenagers who've arrived don't look like children.
Around 50% of those who've undergone these checks are found to be giving inaccurate information about their age. And it's not just dental checks. You can also x-ray people's wrists to gauge their age through bone density.
A man has been jailed for 10 years for keeping explosives in his back garden near Wembley Stadium. 63-year-old Khalid Rashad claimed during his trial someone else must have put it in the garage he had built in his garden and that MI5 had tried to recruit him. There are fresh calls for an inquiry into the state of jails in England and Wales after an inmate was stabbed to death. A murder inquiry is underway while two other prisoners from Pentonville are critically ill. Two others have been arrested. The Prime Minister has defended herself over claims concerns were raised in April about the leadership of an inquiry into historical child sexual abuse. That was months before Dame Laura Goddard resigned as the chair of the investigation. Theresa May, who was Home Secretary at the time, insists she was right not to intervene.
There were stories around about the inquiry and about individuals related to the inquiry, but the Home Secretary cannot intervene on the basis of suspicion, rumour or hearsay.
And more than 15,000 people have gone for 78 jobs driving new trains on Virgin. The company says there are almost 200 applications for every vacancy.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Dry for most, with patchy cloud and sunny spells. A few showers are possible, particularly across Wales and along the east coast of England. Highs of 14 degrees.
Thanks very much, Victoria.
Did you forget my name then?
No. Of course not.
It's all right, John.
Of course I didn't forget your name.
You sound like you might.
No. No. So then, today we should announce this now, I suppose, because just so you've got time.
Really, oh, thanks.
Is your bonus news today?
Mm-hmm.
Is vegetable news?
Why?
Because it was animal yesterday.
Can't we just do animal again?
No.
Why not?
Look, it's up to you. If you want to bring animals into the vegetable stories, that's up to you. But the top line has to be vegetable news because it covers animal, vegetable, and mineral. It covers everything. So that's why we're doing it. And the reason for that, as regular listeners will know, is because Victoria's bulletins are shorter than they used to be and she has to make the time up. And we learned yesterday that not only does she still get paid the same money... Well, no, to be fair, she doesn't get paid the same money for doing fewer work now with her shorter bulletins because she just had a pay rise.
That's because I passed my probation.
How?
Why are you saying how?
Was it
you trying to suggest that I'm not very good?
No.
Because that's why. That's what it sounds like,
no,
John.
No, despite them nodding through the glass.
Such a liar.
No.
If anything, Cass looks confused and is shaking her head.
Really? Interesting. Okay, so, but I remember the day of your assessment, whatever it was. When you came in, you were late in here because you were in your little meeting.
Yeah.
And you passed it, did you?
Yeah.
Was there a reading test?
Yes, we had to listen back to one of my bulletins.
Did you? and how was that?
Well, I passed, so obviously it wasn't as awful as you're making
out.
Low
benchmark round here, isn't
John,
it?
John, you're so horrible. I don't critique you on air all the time.
No, it's the only reason I'm here
as well. I don't put you down.
You can if you like.
I don't want to.
Oh, all right. I'm not putting
well,
you down.
Well, not right now.
I'm not
well,
putting
it sounds
you down.
Like you are. It sounds
no.
like you're being really mean.
No, I'm absolutely not. I'm just inquiring as to your... Well, congratulations on your pay rise, that's all I'm saying. There. Well done.
Thanks. I don't think that was genuine.
It was. There's Victoria with a pay... Have you got a pay rise, Cornelia?
No, who's got a pay rise?
Victoria's got a
are
pay rise.
Are you kidding me?
That's really horrible.
Victoria back with bonus vegetable news later. All 2.5% worth. You're listening to Talk Radio. It's Wednesday afternoon.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Manchester City manager Pep Guardiola is going back to where it all began in the Champions League this evening. He's away at the club where he built his career on and off the pitch, Barcelona. And former City defender Danny Mills told TalkSport that Guardiola will be aiming to bite the hand that once fed him.
Pep knows Barcelona better than anybody. Knows their style, knows their system. I'm pretty sure he'll come up with something. City are one of the teams that actually, when they have the possession, they can keep it. And if they can get into the Barca half, they've got exceptional forward players, you know, that can cause all sorts of damage.
Elsewhere, Scottish champion Celtic host Borussia Mönchengladbach in the same group, while Arsenal welcome Bulgarian champions Ludogorets to the Emirates. And Bayern versus PSV is TalkSport 2's live commentary match. Finally, England cricket captain Alistair Cook has ruled James Anderson out of next month's first test in India. The fast bowler's shoulder injury has forced him out of the two-game series with Bangladesh, which gets underway tomorrow. That's the latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
To be fair, probably more people that are listening to this. Anyway, let's crack on. Chloe's on buttons today. She's now going to press a button.
Talk Radio.
The Audi approved used event includes deposit contributions from £1,000 to £2,000 and 10.9% APR representative on selected models, plus two consecutive services. But it's only on for a limited time. Drop everything. Head to the Audi approved used event from the 7th to the 31st of October at your local Audi centre. Audi. Vorsprung durch Technik. With Solutions Personal Contract Plan at participating centres. For approved Audis aged 3 to 18 months, 18s and over, T's and C's and exclusions apply, subject to status, Audi Financial Services.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Good afternoon, hello. Yes, we will hate the people that created it. Men dressed in Team GB tracksuits holding a bit of a light on yourself and Dean. Have you moved house to a mansion yet?
No.
For JJ. Bloody hell, are the youth all on life support these days?
Yes.
Alexander Bell did die, of course.
Apparently the shark wasn't too hurt either.
I am a robot.
Yes, I know. That's Cass. I don't know what she's for. Now, let's go over live to Trafalgar Square, where Talk Radio's very own Alex Dibble, because he did have a bell instead of a heart. Let's not forget that. Could you get in the portaloo?
Okay, I'm in the portaloo.
Do a wee.
Cornelius, pillow fighter. The tarpon is a jet fighter. Will the robots kill Mexicans?
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am mounted on a job.
So, good afternoon then. Hello and welcome to you. Yes, indeed, it is your Talk Radio in the afternoon between 1 and 4 thing. I always like those montages at the top of the show there, the previously on the John Holmes Show ones. Because it makes it sound like a lot happens and it's quite exciting and there's a load of different textures, doesn't it? And it's only when it plays out in real time that it's ultimately disappointing, isn't it? I should just do 3 hours of stuff like that cut together and make more sense. Anyway, here we go then, and you are welcome, well, mostly, although, importantly, this afternoon, if you do want entry to the show, there will be checks on your teeth. Now, it's nothing to worry about, we just need to verify your age, I'm afraid. It's the opposite of the migrant checks, though, which are on the front pages of the papers today. We're actually checking your teeth to make sure that you're over 18. For no other reason than very much like a newsagent, we have had trouble before on the programme where groups of school children have popped into the show on their way home from school and, I'll be honest with you, they pilfer. They've stolen stuff from the show with groups of kids and you can't keep your eye on them and they turn up on the way, go past and they way home from school and they come into the show and they just steal stuff. We've had adverts go missing, we know it's them. James Max is in for breakfast this week because Paul Ross was stolen. And I'm going to be honest, they're disruptive, the children, they are. And when they're in groups, they frighten elderly listeners away because they're rowdy. So we've had to put up a sign on the front of the programme saying no more than 4 school children listening to this show at any one time, please. And we will be checking your teeth to get a gauge of your age. If you could send us a picture of your teeth, please, then we will get a qualified dentist to do that. all those headlines today. Migrants having their teeth checked on arrival in Britain. See, they are a drain on the NHS. So hello then, welcome to this. As I say, we should... Well, I suppose we should now browse the shelves that are containing this afternoon's radio confectionery and shove this little lot in our pockets. Headline Hijack is on the way. Usual rules apply to Headline Hijack. You're invited to fabricate a lie masquerading as actual truth news. Send it over. It could well make its way into the 2pm bulletin as if it were true. It will come out of Victoria's mouth.
This mouth.
That's the mouth. And the story is solely there to confuse those who don't listen to this bit of the programme and only switch the radio on at 2 o'clock after lunch. Here's the number to send your made-up news stories to, 87222.
Start your message with the word top.
Do you want to do the money thing?
Yeah, costs 25p plus a standard network message rate.
Or you can use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you'd like and it's not a complete rip-off.
Also before 2 o'clock, we will induct another inductee into the Lonely Lunch Club. Now, all you have to be to join us is lunching alone. That is the sole requirement. Are you alone this lunchtime? Perhaps you're on lockdown in Pentonville Prison. Perhaps you're Julian Assange in the Ecuadorian embassy, feeling especially lonely because they've cut your internet off for trying to disrupt the US election. He's got no internet, Julian Assange. They've taken his internet away. Or maybe they've just changed his supplier to BT Broadband. Same thing. If you'd like to get into the Tupperware Hall of Despair for lunching alone, here's the email. Not you, Julian. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Get on the list. Ask Prodcast, who is through the glass. We'll call you back. You won't understand a word she's saying because A, Northern, B, her voice doesn't work properly. It could win you not only a coveted place in the Tupperware Hall of Despair, but also a free gift. Details anon. Also this afternoon, work experience punditry sees Emma reviewing a week's worth of hipster nonsense. All the day's big stories will be analysed through the obvious medium of Japanese poetry as we bring you the news in haikus. We have been out on the streets to find out what the people think. Today we've asked the people in the streets if they think ignitions or flat caps. There's the Diversity paper review as well, as the papers are reviewed today by Kyle, who is both black and Welsh. And you don't get more diverse than that. There's the big debate at three. All your reactions as we get them. Foreign news with our foreign correspondent. We will help another Kickstarter kick it up the arse. We'll help it achieve its goal. What better way to reach upwards of eight people than by talking about your project? Your Kickstarter project on the UK's 34th most popular radio station out of a possible 39. And we will be giving away some meat. And that will be in a game of dead or alive. Your choice as ever. Chicken, beef or lamb or a box of organic veg.
Because we're not racist.
That's right, Victoria. Ginger Dave is not producing. He's still away. They say the absence makes the heart grow fonder. But it doesn't. Ask Broadcast is
through the glass.
Through the
miserable window.
There she is. Day three, voice still not working. Day three, office in much better mood. Chloe's on the buttons today. Hello, Chloe. Hi there. Victoria's here. You know about that already.
Yes,
and
you do.
Now, paid in turn. Right, calm down. Easy, Tiger. Paid intern Cornelius.
Good afternoon.
He's having his teeth checked for his age by Victoria.
Ooh. Come here.
Oh, he's got some.
They're quite gappy, aren't they?
Yeah.
A bit yellow.
Yeah. He's got. To be honest, look at his.
Tiny though.
He's quite young. I'm looking at his. They're his first teeth as well.
That explains why they're so small and gummy.
Oh, you've got some of your mum's tongue stuck in there. Because his mum taught him how to kiss. Do you remember?
Oh yeah, I remember.
Yeah,
and
right.
The repeated reminders
at the bus stop. Yeah. Yeah. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Good afternoon. Hello, I am John Holmes. And we're going to start with some music. It ain't no joke, I like to On the sun, that is Smash Mouth on Talk Radio. 16 minutes past one. Good afternoon. I am John Holmes. Why would I be playing Smash Mouth's Walking on the Sun? A song?
Correct, yeah.
On what is primarily a talk radio station. Why? Why?
The bond is broke, got so choked up and full. Kiss on the close up, missed our wheels, I can't reform. No God, like Hogan's Pokemon.
Well, I can tell you that it's to do with today's big story. In the way that radio stations tend to link the news, get into it with a bit of production colour by playing a relevant song. So, paid into and Cornelius, you want to hazard just play along at home, hazard a guess as to why I might well be playing
Do
Smash
I have
Mouth.
To play along at home?
You're not at home, you're at work, but
yes,
you
should
have
I
to,
go home and play to, along?
Yes.
Why?
Well, then you just have to call in.
Okay.
Yeah. That's Smash Mouth's Walking on the Sun, which I play for today's big story. Now we're going to have to wait for Cornelius to call in from home to ask me why I was playing Smash Mouth's Walking on the Sun. Just got to give him a moment to get home. Hello, is that Cornelius on the line?
Hi, John. Yeah, hi, it's Cornelius here from Beckenham.
Hi, Cornelius in Beckenham. What have you called for?
I just want to say, big fan of the show, especially the sidekick. Just wanted to know why you were playing Smash Mouth Walking on the Sun on the radio.
Thanks for calling
at 18 past one.
Thanks for calling in. It's to do with today's big story.
Okay, thanks. Yeah. What's today's big story?
It's migrants' teeth.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, because it's got the word mouth in it. Yeah, bye. See
okay,
you, bye.
So I've got to go back to work. See you.
Bye, thanks for calling in. Cornelius there. Just wait for him to get back to work. Just waiting for him to get... Ask Broadcast is through the glass. That's the noise Aram makes.
Yeah.
Could you get us a guest, please, to talk about the migrants' teeth?
Specifically their teeth.
That's the story. It's on the front of all the papers, the migrants' teeth.
Okay.
Dentist or something.
Okay.
Thanks. That's Cass. She's going to get us a dentist to talk to next about the big story on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Join us this Friday for a very special Celebrity Gogglebox featuring Ollie Mears, Niall Horan, Steve Coogan, Anna Friel and England footballers Daniel Sturridge, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain and Jamie Vardy. Celebrity Gogglebox for Stand Up To Cancer. Friday from 7 on Channel 4.
Finding the right worker is tricky. Are they hardworking, versatile, air-conditioned?
The Renault Traffic has won the WattFam Best Medium Van Award for the last 2 years and comes with 4 years 0% APR, 4 years servicing, up to 4 years warranty, and 4 years roadside assistance when ordered by December 31st. How's that for a reference? Visit one of our participating Renault Pro Plus specialist dealers to find out more. Business users only. Deposit payable. Renault Finance Hire Purchase. Subject to status. See renault.co.uk/offers for conditions.
We don't know you. We don't know how far you can swim, how high you can climb, or how quickly you can put together a rifle. We don't know how fast you can run, how well you can drive, or if you can think on your feet. We don't know how strong you are, how confident you are, or what you're capable of. But then, neither do you. Yet. If you join the army, together we'll help you become a better you. Search Army Jobs. Army. Be the best.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M2 in Belfast is struggling south towards Junction 1B for the Belfast docks. Two vehicles have been involved in an accident there and one lane is closed. Cheshire's A34 Newcastle Road is closed between Congleton and Asprey at the moment. That's following an accident. Cheshire southbound M6 is struggling after a breakdown. 19 for Knutsford down to 17 for Sandbach is where you'll find the delays. And there's queues into Newark in Nottinghamshire on the southbound A1 through North Muscombe. The barriers at the Vicarage Lane Main Street junction are being repaired. I'm Joanna Adams.
David versus Goliath. City versus United. Dogs versus postmen. And now, the rivalry to end all rivalries. Epic savings on car versus home insurance. The strutters saved on their car insurance. The builders saved on their home insurance. But who is the most epic? Go to Money Supermarket to see where you could save the most.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple, charmingly unfussy decor throughout, a stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No, it's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortar board to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. Yes, I am John Holmes. Just before we talk about today's big story, some of your reactions have been coming in.
Lots coming in. John, advert from the noughties about video piracy says you wouldn't steal a car. And Georgie says he's got 10 high-quality Dutch press pills for offer. Don't know what that means.
Okay, thank you very much. Keep your reactions coming in. You can react in this direction, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Let's talk about today's big story. Are the things that everybody appears to be talking about today. We learn from the front of the front pages that child migrants upon arrival in the UK from the jungle camp of Calais could have their teeth checked to determine that they are children like they say they are. It's the same technique, of course, as train companies have been using for years to stop ex-students from still using their student rail cards. They employ teams of dentists on trains to check mouths alongside tickets. But is this a good plan for migrants? After all, it's hard enough to get a dentist's appointment when they're doing their usual important dentist duties, let alone trying to get a dentist's appointment if the government have shipped them all off to Dover to stick a mirror on the end of a stick into a migrant's face. On the line to discuss all things teeth, I'm very pleased to say, is Dr. Ben Atkins from the Oral Health Foundation. Good afternoon, Ben.
Good afternoon, how are you?
Very good, thank you. How are you? How are your teeth?
My teeth are very good, and I'm looking after my 3-year-old that speaks, and she's got a full mouth as well, so we're okay.
Splendid. Do you regularly check your 3-year-olds? Because you can't start too young with checks. That's the point, isn't it?
You can't start too young, and it's really important to get you, even babies, when straight away as they're born, get them to the dentist, so they get used to coming in to see us. but maybe not to check how old they are.
No. Now, this is... while we've been... I know we sort of spoke to you, Cass, sort of spoken to you to get you on. But in even in that time, the news has changed in that the... I think the Home Office have said in the last sort of half an hour or so that these checks won't be happening despite that Conservative MP, David Davis, calling for these checks. And the BDA, the British Dental Association, were against this from the off, right?
Absolutely, totally against it from the off. It's really... It's inappropriate to age people with their teeth from this age, and it's wrong, really.
How accurate can you be by sticking your finger in a mouth and checking the teeth?
Well, on average, 2 years either way. So you've got a four-year window, which gives us a problem with children if you say they're 15 and actually 19, etc., etc. So it's not an exact science, because if you look at my five-year-old, he's not lost any teeth yet. And some people in his class have started to lose their baby teeth already, and there'll be a window of 2 or 3 years. So there's a dental age, so you can say how old you think they are dentally.
Yeah.
But some patients have lost teeth through decay, through extractions, through... My gran had her wisdom tooth, which she meant to get about 18 or 19, come through when she was 89.
Right. So would an X-ray... Because they're talking about... This is about X-rays as well, isn't it, was the initial story.
It's totally wrong. You've got a risk... X-rays increase the risk of cancer. You know, it's unreasonable and no real need to have an X-ray taken.
Yeah, but in terms of the accuracy, and you're absolutely right. Is it right? And I realise I'm stepping slightly out of the realm of human teeth here, but is it right you can check an age of a horse by its teeth fairly accurately?
Well, I'm not a vet.
No.
So, I couldn't really comment on horses' teeth, but you do hear that quite a lot.
Yeah, I'd heard it. That's the thing. And I
but
just
it's
wonder.
It's often to do with health as well. It's often to do, linked to is a horse healthy? Now, you can link a lot of health things to diet and people's teeth, how actually healthy they are.
Yeah.
So, yes, if you're looking at someone's health, could you judge it with regards to their state of the teeth? Yeah, you can. You can link a lot of diseases we have in our body.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way of cheating the system, because I know paper The Express, for instance, today were pointing out that you know, you can cheat, migrants can cheat the system. There's no way, I mean, this is, of getting, say, a young horse's teeth and having them grafted into your mouth in order to gain access to a country.
Maybe not a young horse, I think that might be on the excessive side, and it also would mean, why they come into our country if they're spending that sort of money on grafting animals' teeth into the mouth?
Yeah.
But the other side of that is, it's cheating, that sort of thing. I don't know how people would cheat it. You've either got your teeth or you haven't.
Yeah.
You know, so realistically, no.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be.
But what is it? I'm still slightly, in terms of the age, and I know, as you say, it's not an exact science at all, but in terms of the age, of what would you expect to see in, say, a 17-year-old's mouth? What would you expect to see in it?
17-year-old mouth, I would expect to see all of adult teeth present. Now, when I say I would expect to see all of adult teeth present, you'd expect to see two molars, two premolars, and the incisors and canines at the front. Now, the problem being is, some people are genetically missing teeth.
Right.
So you can be, or you'd expect to start to see wisdom teeth coming through. From 17 to 21, that sort of thing, can come in any time. So that's what you'd be expecting to see. Now, sometimes, I think we were talking to one of your presenters earlier on.
Right.
And he was saying that he's actually still got one of his baby teeth in his mouth, and he's 46.
Yeah, but he glued it there.
Absolutely. But there you go, he's cheating the system again.
I'll be honest with you, that's just a fetish he has. It's a bit weird. I don't really go there. It's an interesting scenario. I mean, we'd not really heard of this before. It all hit the front pages and everything else about having these teeth checks. But as I say, the Home Office have said it won't happen. But what has it ever been used in any other incidents? I mean, I know dental records are used to identify bodies and so on and so forth. But where does this come from?
You can go back to Dickensian times, where they used to check children's teeth when they went up the chimney.
Right.
You know, it's. I wouldn't say it's barbaric, but it's not the right thing to do. Especially if a child is in need to come into this country and we're going to see them, we should be taking them on and looking after them.
Yeah, and we also should be feeding them the right food as well, otherwise their teeth will rot.
Without question. I think that's one thing we get here, and we do that. Mm. But it's those understanding of making sure we're reducing the frequency of sugar that we have in our diet and understanding what we're actually eating and where the hidden sugars are.
Yeah. Listen, thanks for... I know you're a busy man. A lot of teeth to check. Not migrants ones. Proper ones. Ben, well, they are proper, but you know what I mean.
Racist.
Not racist. So what is
said,
it?
You just said migrants aren't proper.
I did not. I said their teeth didn't need to be checked by Ben. That's all I'm saying. Ben, thank you so much for talking to us. That was a pleasure. I mean, this is the tip of the iceberg, the Daily Express, and there's a couple of MPs this afternoon at PMQTs now calling for migrants to be opened up in order to count the rings, in order to check their ages. So there's more to talk about with this. If you've got a reaction to whether or not we should shove dentist mirrors into the face of migrants as they arrive in Dover, then do get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And if you want to guess who the Talk Radio presenter is who glued his own baby tooth into his own mouth because of a weird fetish, then your guesses are also welcome on that same number. In the next half an hour, headline hijack, that's on the way. Also, Lonely Lunch Club, as we'll talk to someone who's lunching alone and induct them into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. It's 1:30, Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
The British Dental Association has criticised the idea of taking an X-ray of young migrants' teeth to check they're really children. One Tory MP has suggested the idea to ensure only under-18s from the jungle camp in Calais are rehomed in the UK. Former Home Secretary Jack Straw supports the principle of age-related checks.
If it turns out that those coming in here are indeed over 18, and the truth will emerge, then that will undermine public confidence in the whole system. So having tests, provided they're not too intrusive, is actually a sensible thing to do for everybody concerned.
A 63-year-old man has been jailed for a decade for keeping a stick of plastic explosives in his back garden near Wembley Stadium. Khaled Rashad had argued MI5 was unhappy after he turned down their approach to try and recruit him. The Prime Minister has admitted she knew about concerns over the leadership of an inquiry into historical child abuse into historical child abuse, but did nothing. Theresa May says there were stories about previous chairwoman Dame Lil Goddard, but as Home Secretary, she couldn't intervene on the basis of suspicion or hearsay. Police have arrested two inmates from Pentonville Jail in North London after one prisoner was stabbed to death and two others were injured. The Prison Officers Association says the unprecedented rise in violence in jails must not be underestimated. A probe from the European Space Agency is going to try to land on Mars later. Is part of a mission that will eventually search for life on the red planet. And the plane carrying Manchester United's next opponents, Fenerbahce, has been forced to make an emergency landing after it was hit by a bird. Photos show it hit the plane's windscreen, breaking it. The club says everyone is okay. The weather dry for most, but with patchy cloud and sunny spells, a few showers are possible, particularly across Wales and along the east coast of England. Highs of 14 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thanks very much, Victoria.
That's all right. How are you?
You read most of that all right, didn't you?
Well, yeah, most of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a typo. I had the word, same word twice. And I was like, I've already said it once. I can't say it again.
Okay. Thinking on your feet, though. Good.
Well, not very well.
Yeah. So then, your news story. Now, we've heard about dentists, of course, trying to get their mirrors into the migrants' mouths. So dentists say it's not a good thing to do. Jack Straw there, saying that checks do need to be had, providing they're not intrusive. We'll be talking about that a little bit more in a moment. However, speaking of getting things into mouths, if you would like to get something into Victoria's mouth, it's this mouth.
This mouth?
Then here's how to do it. You simply make up a news story from scratch using words that you know and understand. Preferably ones that Victoria can pronounce.
That would be helpful.
And don't write it twice. That's a typo. Or she'll become confused. Mm-hmm. 87222 is the number.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Victoria back with the news in half an hour's time, including your headline hijack. It's Talk Radio.
Every weeknight from 10 p.m., take a far out trip into the twilight zone of late night radio with Ian
Unmissable Late Night Radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Ian Lee on air and off the leash.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night, 10 till 1. It's going to be awesome.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
Late Night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
He is our friend.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A lot of reactions coming in to the main story, the big story today. We're talking about the migrants' teeth that are all over the front of the newspapers, talking to Dr. Ben Atkins there, who was saying the BDA are opposed to this. Jack Straw saying we do need some kind of test, but maybe we do need some kind of test. Because at the end of the day, if migrants are pretending to be younger than they are in order to get into the country, the argument is that, yes, we should test them. At the end of the day, I used to get into the cinema, like, before I was old enough to watch 18 films. So, you know, it can, this sort of thing can happen. There's a lot of talk whether or not people are forging their teeth. So it's very easy to forge an ID, isn't it? Going to a bar, if you're underage, you know, people, you can probably just buy one of those. Mm. You're underage, how do you get served?
I have a
forged ID.
That and sexual favours with bar staff.
Yes, but what, you promised, what, not to touch them?
No.
Yeah. All right. So, it's forgery is a problem. What I'm saying, if people can, as we were talking to Ben about, if a migrant who is older than 18 wants to gain access to the country, all he has to do is take the teeth from a horse that's younger than 18 and put them in his own mouth. So, and this is the problem. It's like backstreet operations. You know, migrants now can go and get these backstreet operations. They have their own teeth taken out. Horses' teeth, because you can check a horse very accurately by its age, very accurately by its teeth. Having horses' teeth grafted into their mouths and then undergoing the checks. And it is a problem. And tooth fairies, of course. Now, this is interesting. They've employed armies. The government are saying they're going to employ armies of tooth fairies to take the teeth out of migrants while they're asleep, so they can take the teeth away to be checked, and they will leave money underneath a pillow in return for the teeth, as you'd expect.
Probably, but taxpayers' money.
Well, that's the problem, isn't it? Where's that money coming from? So the tooth fairies are leaving money under the migrants' pillows, taking their teeth away to be checked, and it's taxpayers' money being left under the pillows. And is that what we want? A?
B?
C, even.
D?
I know. Anyway, do you have an opinion? Get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
These are some reactions that are coming
John,
in.
John, some children eat those sweets that are shaped like lips and teeth. If an adult passed off the teeth sweets as their teeth,
yes,
not only would they get in, their teeth would be so full of sugar that they'd get diabetes treatment straight away on the NHS.
And it's another drain on the NHS. Mm. Yes, it's exactly what a lot of people are saying, yes.
John, I've heard about adult migrants squeezing child migrants into their mouth so when they're checked they can get through as well, so...
Yeah, but yeah. That is another problem.
Also, teeth should be checked because you can get migrants clinging onto the bottom of them as they enter the country.
That's right. And on the roots.
Yes.
On the roots. So that you have to take... This is why it takes so long. You have to take the entire tooth out of a migrant's face to check there isn't another migrant hanging on the bottom of it. Yeah. It is a big problem.
Yeah.
And it's costing a lot of money. And that's why people are getting so angry about it. And it's interesting you were saying about the teeth. You remember, you know, in the film Alien, when the alien opens its mouth, and inside its mouth is another smaller mouth. That's where they got the idea. So you've got adult migrants putting children's mouths in their mouths, swallowing the children, and just leaving their mouths out. So when they open their mouths for the dental check, it's not the adult teeth that's checked, it's the child's mouth that's inside their own mouth. And the Daily Express are now saying, I think this is going too far personally, cut migrants in half and count the rings like a tree to determine their age. You've probably got an opinion. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Now, let's delve into the world of the headline hijack. So as previously indicated, Victoria will be here in around 21 and a half minutes' time. She'll have the news in her mouth. And ordinarily, of course, that news is true, if badly read out. But at 2 o'clock, there is a news lie in there, an utter untruth masquerading as truth. And we'd like you to make it up. That's how Headline Hijack works. It's there to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit of the programme. And only come back after lunch, switch the radio on. The first thing they hear at 2 o'clock is the news, and of course they believe it. So let's fool them with a lie. Here's some stuff that's been coming in. The Downing Street cat has been kidnapped. This has come in from Sally this afternoon. Hello, Sally. Theresa May has summoned the cabinet for a Cobra meeting and a review of Downing Street security has been launched. A government spokesperson released a statement saying that £80,000 of taxpayers' money has been put up as a reward and that emergency legislation is being created for the compulsory checking of all garages in and around Downing Street. More on the kidnapping of the Downing Street cat as we get it this afternoon.
Larry, isn't it? Larry the cat.
Larry the cat. Cornelius, what have you got?
Following yesterday's Freedom of Information Act by the Labour Party, which has revealed that ambulances can sometimes wait for up to an hour outside hospitals. This is from Graham. The Union of Traffic Wardens has released a statement saying that it will no longer be accepting the tyranny of ambulance parking on roads and from now on will start issuing tickets.
Thank you very much. If you've got a story you would like to hear in the news at 2, masquerading as truth, you know the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Next, we will meet today's lonely luncher. If you're lunching alone, why not become inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair? It's next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Do you take credit cards, she says?
Yeah.
Like I've got a card machine in my toolbox?
No one pays cash these days. I use a PayPal Here card reader. Fits in my pocket. I take cards, even contactless. With no monthly fees, job done.
Get paid by card or contactless wherever you do business with the PayPal Here card reader. Just £47.99 until October 31st. Order yours now at paypal.co.uk/here.
Right, you're around then.
Sorry, pal, not carrying cash.
Subject to application approval, terms and transaction fees apply.
My name is Alex.
I'm John.
My name's Moses.
The jungle doesn't care who you are.
I'm a banker.
I work as a builder.
I have a criminal record.
Or what you've done.
This environment is brutal, hostile.
Game down!
It will chew you up and spit you out.
25 ordinary men discover what SAS selection really takes.
All of you, up, up, up!
Welcome to the jungle.
Some of us are that close to passing out.
SAS Who Dares Wins continues Monday at 9 on Channel 4.
Come on.
Right, your car's all ready.
Great. Who's that sticking out of the engine?
Oh, yes, Simon. He's just giving our thorough last check. Mm. He does get stuck in.
Yeah.
Right, grab a leg.
Oh, okay.
Come on, Simon!
Because we know every Nissan back to front, our understanding goes a long way. So visit Nissan's used car event from the 7th until the 24th of October and get a £500 deposit contribution plus 2 years servicing on selected nearly new vehicles bought with Nissan Finance. 9.9% APR representative, subject to status and over 18s. Participating dealers. T's and C's apply. See nissanusedcars.co.uk. Google Nissan Cared For to find your nearest dealer.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M2 in Belfast is struggling south towards Junction 1B for the Belfast Docks. Two vehicles have been involved in an accident there and one lane is closed. Cheshire's A34 Newcastle Road is closed between Congleton and Asprey at the moment. That's following an accident. Cheshire southbound M6 is struggling after a breakdown. 19th and Uxford down to 17th for Sandbach is where you'll find the delays. And there's queues into Newark in Nottinghamshire on the southbound A1 through North Muscombe. The barriers at the Vicarage Lane Main Street Junction are being repaired. I'm Joanna Adams.
Cops versus robbers. The Capulets versus the Montagues. Drivers versus parking wardens. And now, the rivalry to end all rivalries. Epic savings on car versus home insurance. The Strutters saved on their car insurance. The Builders saved on their home insurance. But who is the most epic? Go to Money Supermarket to see where you could save the most.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon then. It's coming up a quarter to two. I am John Holmes. It is Talk Radio on a Wednesday afternoon. Here's a text that's come in. Hi, John. While watching Good Morning Britain this morning, I smashed my face into the screen. And even though I've still got bits of Piers Morgan in my mouth, I just still can't get my head around the news. That's from Mr. TVAM in London. Thank you very much for that text that's come in. But it's indicative of many people listening. I realise from all of these sort of messages we get that a lot of people can't get their head around the news and turn to this programme to grasp an understanding of it as they listen to us analyse the news each day through the medium of Japanese poetry. Seven syllables, five syllables, five syllables. You're the same, Cornelius, aren't you?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
It's the news in haikus.
Philip Green may have his knighthood stripped tomorrow. Doesn't suit you, sir.
The news in haikus.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
Bringing us right to the door of the Tupperware Hall of Despair. The doors themselves made from mouldering pita bread. The walls inside dripping with overpriced soup from Pret. It's hallowed walls carved with the names of the Lonely's What Lunch. If you're lunching alone, you're invited to join the Lonely Lunch Club. The Talk Radio weekday, 1 to 4 in the afternoon's Lonely Lunch Club. And yes, become inducted into this Tupperware Hall of Despair. What's more, if that's you, you will receive a free gift. Details of that coming shortly. First, let's meet today's Lonely Lunch inductee. It's Dom. Hello, Dom.
Hello.
Hello, Dom. How are you?
I'm very lonely.
Well,
actually,
that's number one criteria for the induction into the Tupperware Hall of Despair, Dom. So, where are you, Dom? What do you do?
I'm a university student at Staffordshire University. So I'm currently in Stoke-on-Trent.
Stoke-on-Trent. Oh, now you see the home of the Potteries, Dom.
Yes. Yeah.
So, in actual fact, though you may be lunching alone, I imagine you're dining off exquisite china.
Yes, very exquisite.
Yeah, in the home of the Potteries. You're not from there originally, are you, Dom, or are you?
No, I'm not. I'm originally from Bedford.
In Bedford, and you've gone all the way for some reason only known to yourself. You've chosen Stoke-on-Trent.
Yeah.
Out of all the places you could have done. Why Stoke-on-Trent, Dom? Just failed to get anywhere else?
No, it was the best university for the course that I'm studying, so...
Good answer. What course are you doing?
Pottery.
I'm doing music.
Music. Well, yes. Well, you're not wrong, Stoke-on-Trent. Think of its musical heritage.
Well, exactly.
You've got Robbie Williams and Slash from Guns N' Roses. Both from Stoke-on-Trent.
Really?
Did you not know that?
No.
Saul Hudson, Slash, Stoke-on-Trent. Mm. And my dad's from Stoke-on-Trent, Dom. Yeah, he's not a musician, though. He's a retired builder. Anyway, how long have you been a music student? What year are you in, Dom?
I'm in my third year, so 3 years now.
3 years now.
Music student.
And have you got a career plan mapped out? Are you going to be a musician? Are you...
Well, I'd hope to be a musician. I'm a guitarist, just about.
Just about.
So, yeah, music's the passion, so that's what I want to get into.
Are you in a band, Dom?
Not anymore, no.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, dear. Did you get kicked out, Dom?
We'll put it down to musical indifference.
Yes, let's. Alright, well, look, you're lunching alone. Obviously, you're not with a band, so that explains that bit. But why are you alone particularly this day?
There's just nobody about. It's been a really, really quiet day, so I'm sat at home
yep.
on my own.
Yeah.
Doing absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Into the radio.
Oh, that's good. Have you had your lunch already, or what are you about to have? We always like to ask that question of our lonely lunches.
I enjoyed a lovely prawn sandwich.
Sandwich. Homemade, or did you purchase this sandwich? The details matter, Dom.
As a student, I went down to the shop and I purchased the sandwich.
You purchased the sandwich, yeah, of course.
Shame to say.
Yeah, well, it's fine. It's perfectly allowable. Now, we are available to you, Dom, as you know, through the Lonely Lunch Club, of fulfilling the role of virtual friend and colleague, able to chit and chat about whatever you want to talk about. And that's up to you. It's as though we'd met. This is the scenario we always paint. It's as though we'd met maybe at work, or in your case, maybe in the student. I don't know. Maybe in the shop where you went to buy your prawn sandwich, and you've walked into the shop, and there we are as well, also browsing the fish-based lunches, and we've struck up an idle conversation. What direction would you like it to go in, Dom? Anything you like. Awkward chit chat speciality.
Weather.
Good, strong start, actually. Shall I start this off?
Yeah, go for
okay,
it.
Okay, here we go. Oh, it's getting colder now, isn't it?
It is. Days are getting shorter.
Yeah. I've got my winter coat on for the first time today, actually. One of my winter coats I've got.
See, I've left mine at home, so I'm still freezing.
Oh. Right, that's weather done. Where would you like to go next?
Well, I'm a music fan, so music, I'd imagine.
Right, great. What are you listening to at the moment?
Oasis.
Why?
They're my favourite band.
Okay, but they've been, I mean, it's not new, is it? I mean, because you must have listened. What I mean is, you must have listened to Oasis many times. What I'm just getting at is, you know, what as a music student, what new music would you push us in the direction of? It's not good saying Oasis because we're aware of them.
Yeah, the new Kings of Leon album.
Oh, all right. Okay, interesting. Yeah, I think Kings of Leon sound a bit samey.
Well, see, I think they've gone back to their roots with this album.
Great, we've done music. where would you like to go next?
Football.
Football, great, good, strong. Yeah. See the match?
Yeah, I did. It was terrible, absolutely terrible.
Yeah, I tell you though. It was a ball of two halves, wasn't it? Ball.
It really was.
Half a ball there, you have to put it on the other half. It makes a round ball, doesn't it? Why does the ball have to be round? I've always wondered that. Why?
I think it'd fly as well if it was square.
Yeah. Well, that's football. Where else?
I don't know. Politics.
Politics, good, strong politics. What do you make of this teeth checking that the migrants are possibly having to undergo, according to if David Davis MP got his way? What do you make of that?
Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
What do you think of it?
Yeah. Well, yeah. The problem, we were talking about this earlier, the problem is, of course, is that now it's created this these black market backstreet operations for migrants to have their own teeth removed and horses' teeth put in their mouths in place of it, because you can gauge a horse more accurately by its teeth, its age, by its teeth, according to vets. So now you're getting migrants getting hold of young horses and taking their teeth out and putting them in their own mouths. And it's a problem, if I'm honest, Tom.
Sounds painful, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Doesn't sound pleasant.
Great. Have you ever been to Leeds, Tom?
Have I ever been to where, sorry?
Leeds.
I haven't been to Leeds, no. Yeah,
I'm going tonight, so I was just getting some advice.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got.
What are you going for?
I'm going for the Radio Awards. It's the Audio Industry Radio. Is that what it stands for?
Audio Radio Industry.
Audio Radio Industry Awards.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I'm presenting an award, not winning one, you understand? let's be clear.
You did enter, didn't you?
Yeah, I didn't get nominated.
No,
did I?
No.
But they're still dragging me up there to present one,
yeah,
just to rub it in.
Rub it in, really.
Yeah, great. Anyway, I've enjoyed our little chat, Dom. Now, the other thing is, of course, you'll know that you are now eligible to be on the receiving end of a gift prize. You have a choice of gift prizes, and now the gift prize music will happen. There it is. Okay, so here comes a lift, and a list of gist prizes, of which you can choose one. Ears down, because here, Dom, is what you're eligible to get.
A Talk Radio mug.
Yes, it's crockery with a Talk Radio logo on it. You heard me right, crockery with a Talk Radio logo on it.
Logo. Crocker, you'll like crockery, won't you, Dom? Stoke-on-Trent.
Oh, yeah.
Pottery. All right. Well, that's one choice. Here's another.
Today's Metro newspaper with haiku scribbled on it.
Today on the train, someone asked me what I was doing to the Metro. When I told them, they looked at me weird.
A Talk Sport mug.
Looked at your what?
A crockery with a Talk Sport logo on it. We're not pulling your leg. It's crockery with a Talk Sport logo on it.
He likes crockery, Dom.
A copy of A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
It's my book. It's just come out. You're welcome to it.
A book about a bloke growing up in Nuneaton. Why wouldn't anyone want that? Because it sounds dull.
It's not dull. It's...
Yeah, but it sounds dull.
It's not dull.
It's about a bloke growing up in Nuneaton.
It is about just growing up generally, and I think you'll find that the Press Association...
So not even in Nuneaton.
Press Association said it was poignant and charming and a masterclass in comedy writing. So, you know.
I'm just saying it sounds
like
dull.
Catelyn Moran meets the In-Betweeners, said Miranda Hart.
I'm just saying it sounds
not
dull.
It's not dull.
A TalkSport 2 mug.
Crockery with a TalkSport 2 logo on it. We kid you not, it's crockery with a TalkSport 2 logo on it.
A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
2007's Music Broadcaster of the Year at the Sony Radio Academy Awards.
He
brings
got nominated.
Brings a calendar that is both out of date month-wise and TalkSport schedule-wise.
A 2016 Talk Radio John Holmes colander.
Drain your vegetables with this cheap tat scrawled with marker pen bought on by a typo in an email.
We wanted a calendar. Typo, mate. We got a colander. Anyway, which of those gift prizes, Dom in Stoke-on-Trent, would you like? Is it going to be? Is he going to go for the pottery? Is he going for the pottery?
What you I think for? I am. I think I'm going to go smug.
Which one?
Which one?
The first one.
Talk radio mug. Excellent, because that's really annoying people in the office that they're all going missing because we're sending them out as gifts. Dom, a pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much indeed. That is Dom. He's now inducted firmly into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. If you'd like to become a lonely luncher, all you have to do is come on the phone and tell us why. There's an email to get in touch. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Now, let us talk very briefly about Donald Trump. I mean, I know no one else is, so bear with me while we give it a shot. Now, it's you know, he kept saying he'd grab people's cats and all that stuff, right? He's going around grabbing people's animals without permission, Donald Trump. And there was this footage of him, wasn't there, saying he would grab a lady's animal. And he's become under fire for it, and rightly so. And there's now a possibility, even though he was confident before, that he may lose the election. Now, if he does, this is in the news, Donald Trump's television future. He has said that he might start his own news network next year if he loses the election. Showbiz is politics. Politics is showbiz, as Trump has said. Like with Fox News as well. Fox News is a network with an agenda and ideas. And Trump will have basically Trump news. But that'll get boring, is our thought. So what we thought we'd do today, with your help, of course, is come up with some TV shows that Donald Trump could have on his television station if and when he launches it in 2017. Okay? So Trump Television, and your ideas for shows, please. We'll do it on a text, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
The Great British Gropoff. So it's Donald Trump in a tent.
Being inappropriate.
Being inappropriate with women.
Yeah.
The Great British Gropoff would be on Trump Television.
What's British about it?
I don't know. The tent's in Britain.
Okay.
It's the bake-off tent that is left over when they leave the BBC and go to Channel 4. Mm. Donald Trump goes and gropes people
in
that.
Is this the new Channel 4 vehicle?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I think this is the BBC's replacement.
Oh, I see.
So it's still Mel and Sue commenting on it.
Oh, yeah. Ooh! Yeah.
and it's still Mary Berry.
Oh. Okay, let's move on.
But Donald Trump is...
Let's move on.
Grabbing her...
Yes.
Cakes. She's got cakes. She's just put her cakes down and Donald Trump is groping the cakes, grabbing the cakes inappropriately. Cream buns. Have you got a suggestion for Trump Television?
Yeah, Trump's Big Bang Theory, brackets, it's all the Muslims.
Right. If you've got a suggestion, please. He would say that. If you've got a suggestion for a programme that could be on Trump Television, please. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with a Trump TV show, such as To Catch a Presidential Candidate.
I don't get that one.
It's a Dateline NBC has to catch a predator where they...
I get it now. Don't explain it. Right then, Headline Hijack is next. Headline Hijack, what is it? Well, of course, it's a made-up news story in the news masquerading as truth. That's what it is. But there can be only one winner out of the hundreds we've got in. Thank you for sending them. Whose name reaches the top of today's Headline Hijack leaderboard?
Malcolm.
And where is Malcolm from?
Barnsley.
Malcolm's in Barnsley. Well done, Malcolm, in Barnsley. Your made-up news story will come out of Victoria's Mouse. Yeah, Victoria's Mouse.
Mm. She's not reading the news.
She puts a mouse in her mouth and squeaks the news out with it. Squeaky mouse news. Like Richard Gere, it's like the Richard Gere of news.
Come on.
Right then, Malcolm's in where was he? Barnsley. He's got his story into the news, which is next. After that work experience, punditry as Emma comes in here and ruins our afternoon with some reviews of hipster nonsense. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Lotto's £26 million jackpot must be won this Wednesday, which for some lucky winners could make life pretty... Now, what's the word?
Fantastic.
No, not that.
Wonderful.
No.
Beautiful. It's true.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Anyone can win with Lotto. Please, don't let it be him. Estimated jackpot. Game rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
At Honda, we like thinking. We think, how about a rear parking camera in every Civic so you can squeeze into small spaces? And... wouldn't 0% finance with a £500 deposit contribution make it easier to afford? Why not visit your nearest Honda dealer for a test drive? See what you think. Selected dealers registered by 31st of December 2016. Petrol models only while stocks last. 0% APR representative. Terms and conditions at honda.co.uk.
Join us this Friday for a very special Celebrity Gogglebox featuring Ollie Mears, Niall Horan, Steve Coogan, Anna Friel and England footballers Daniel Sturridge, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain and Jamie Vardy. Celebrity Gogglebox for Stand Up To Cancer. Friday from 7 on Channel 4.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
At just after 2 o'clock in the Wednesday afternoon. Hello, I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, row over real age of child migrants. The PM knew about child abuse inquiry concerns. An army apologises for racist tweet.
Talk Radio.
Dentists are criticising calls for teeth x-rays to be used to check the ages of child refugees coming to the UK from Calais. A Conservative MP suggested the test to make sure only under 18s are entering Britain to join their relatives. Ben Atkins from the Oral Health Foundation has told Talk Radio it shouldn't be up to dentists to say who can come in.
It's almost making it a tick box thing. You have got babies, you are a child, you can come in. And I think that's why it's for me to say that looking at teeth is not one thing and saying it's unethical.
The Prime Minister has admitted she didn't do anything despite knowing about concerns over the leadership of an inquiry into historical child abuse. Theresa May, who was Home Secretary at the time, insists she was right not to act on suspicion of stories about the last chairwoman, Dame Lowell Goddard. The death of an inmate has prompted renewed calls from the Prison Governors Association for an inquiry into the safety of jails in England and Wales. Two others were injured in a stabbing at Pentonville in London. Andre Nielsen from the Howard League for Penal Reform has spoken to Talk Radio.
We absolutely back the call of the Prison Governors Association. There is no doubt there is a crisis of safety. Assaults are up by over 30% in the space of a year alone. Clearly this case in Pentonville involves another murder. Suicide levels are at a 10-year high.
The army has apologised for tweeting a photo of a soldier that some people claimed was racist. The picture of a man wearing dark camouflage paint and pulling a face, and the caption being a soldier in the jungle, requires a robust sense of humour. It's been deleted, with a spokesperson saying they can see how it may have been misinterpreted. And presidential hopefuls Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump take part in their third and final TV debate tonight. The Democratic candidate is well ahead in the polls, suggesting she'll secure victory in next month's election.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Dry for most, a patchy cloud and some sunny spells. A few showers are possible, particularly across Wales and along the east coast of England. Highs 14 degrees.
Thanks, Victoria.
You're welcome, John.
I've seen that army tweet.
Have you?
Yes. I mean, you can see why people are going, awkward. But is it camouflage? It's camouflage paint, though, isn't it? Is it? But do you have to do that in the?
I mean,
have you got the picture?
Can you see the man in the picture?
You can.
Then it doesn't work, because if it was well camouflaged, you wouldn't see the picture. That's what do you think, Victoria? Is that a racist picture?
I don't want to comment on the news. I should be impartial.
Okay. That's a yes then.
Yeah. She told me earlier it was.
Okay. No, I didn't. That's a lie. And also, I'm not the Richard Gere of news.
Thomas says here, Victoria puts a mouse in her mouth.
I don't.
Presumably after scaring it with her pussycat.
I don't.
Okay.
Thanks for that, Thomas.
So Thomas tweets.
Yeah, I don't like that tweet. Thanks.
Okay. Victoria, thank you very much for the news. Here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Manchester City manager Pep Guardiola says it'll feel odd when he takes his team to the Nou Camp to face Barcelona in the Champions League tonight. Despite already returning to the club he captained and managed with Bayern Munich, Guardiola says tonight will still be emotional. You can hear how he gets on in Talk Sport's live commentary match. Elsewhere, Scottish champion Celtic host Borussia Mönchengladbach in the same group, while Arsenal welcome Bulgarian champions Ludogorets to the Emirates. Gunners boss Arsene Wenger says his players need to learn to deal with expectation, as once again the pressure will all be on his side this evening.
We play three home games this week. In every single game, we are maybe the favourites or expected to win the games.
And Bayern Munich versus PSV Eindhoven is TalkSport 2's live commentary match. Finally, England cricket captain Alistair Cook has ruled James Anderson out of next month's first test in India. The fast bowler's shoulder injury has forced him out of the two-game series with Bangladesh, which starts tomorrow. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, following his announcement that Chuck Berry is going to release a new album, Age 90, the singer's also announced 50 dates at London's O2 Arena by asking what could go wrong.
Thank you very much, Victoria. Victoria there with the news, and Ben with the pre-recorded sports. Emma's here. She's going to be working us through the work experience punditry hipster nonsense review next.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Before she does that, though, 2:05, let's just pop over to BBC Radio 2 to see what Jeremy Vine's been discussing this afternoon.
Thank you so much. It's as good as it gets around here, I tell you. Welcome, it's the Jeremy Vine Show, BBC Radio 2. If fraudsters con you out of fruit and veg, should Sam Allardyce be liable? Is the best use of Prince William's time really to campaign against a disabled woman? Being told to produce birth certificates for the bin men is now a top recommendation if you get depressed. And the two businessmen shamed on social media because they won't collect nappies of 3- and 4-year-olds.
Thanks, Jeremy! So that's what Jeremy Vine's doing this afternoon. Which is why you're better off here. 2:07, it's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Welcome. Let's do work experience punditry. It is, of course, where we road test the next generation of critics and broadcasters by dragging our work experiences, our work experience eye, to give it the plural, in here to review stuff. Music, film, geeky, gadgety crap. All go under the gaze, G-A-Z-E, of the work experience. Today, though, hipster nonsense. Here's Emma. Hello, Emma.
Hi, how you doing?
Very good, you?
I'm good. How are the gorillas?
How were the gorillas? What's wrong with you?
You always talk about this trip.
Well, look, Emma asked me about the gorillas.
Yeah, I know, but...
The gorillas, Emma, thank you for asking, where I was in Rwanda last week doing a documentary about them.
Yeah.
Were excellent. Thank you very much. I met gorillas.
Did you shake hands with them?
One of them, genuinely, after I trekked for a lot of hours up a mountain, up a volcano, Emma, to get up to find a family of 28 gorillas, including their babies, and I was trying to take photographs as well as record stuff for the documentary and so on, and I did not get out of one of their ways fast enough, and it punched me in the chest. Not aggressively.
You should have shot it.
What?
Like Harambe.
Don't be ridiculous.
Shoot the gorillas.
No, you can't shoot the gorillas. And that's racist as well. All right, so to gorillas. Right, so what you do is, it's gorilla-ist. Gorilla in the wrist. That's missed. All right. What you do is, you if they make a noise at you, then you must step right out of their way, right?
Because you have to let it look down.
You do get punched.
No eye contact.
Yeah, exactly. If you make eye contact with them. But they're, honestly, they're amazing. Mm. I recommend it.
I'd love to see gorillas one day.
Okay. Well, there was one that escaped in London last week as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know.
Yeah, I wasn't there.
Okay, fine. Anyway, look, I don't know whether the escaped gorilla in London was one of your crazy pop-up hipster cafes. I mean, because that's a fashion, isn't it, Emma? Now, we talked about that before, where you go to a cafe, have a cup of tea while you pet an owl. That kind of thing. Animal cafes.
Yeah, they have cat cafes. I once went to one and the cats just did not care about you. They just walked off.
Of course. See, that's pointless. Why can't you just go and have a cup of tea now instead of having to pet something while you're doing it?
Because it's like a nice idea. Of course you want to pet a cat whilst you're drinking tea.
Right, what are we talking about today?
Okay, so today a Bohemian museum known as the Victor Wind Museum has been criticised by archaeologists for its crowdfunding campaign to buy a mummified child's head.
Right, so let's rewind a little bit. So there's a mummified child's head.
Yes.
From when? I mean, from like Egyptian times? Or
I think so, maybe like 10,000 BC. Is that a date?
Probably. Well, it is a date. It's not an accurate one, but it is a date. I mean, you're talking 3,000 maybe years ago for Egyptians, but let's go with yours.
Okay.
Okay, so it's a mummified head.
Yes.
And it's where?
It's, I think, in Peru.
It's in Peru?
Mm-hmm. And and Victor, who's the head of, who created the museum,
yeah,
he wants it because there's some museum in Camden that have heads, like mummified heads, so he wants one as well.
What's hipster about it?
The fact that if you donate money, you will be rewarded with some of the mummy dust. You'll be given a little like vial of it.
I don't know why I doubted you. So if you donate in order for him to buy a head,
mm-hmm,
from Peru,
yeah,
he'll send you mummy, some dust from the head.
Yes, some lovely, wonderful mummy dust, which everyone wants, obviously. But yeah, he's actually raised £1,500 since yesterday. He started it yesterday, and he's already got £1,500, and he needs to raise £6,000.
What would you do with mummy dust? What would you do with mummy dust?
Maybe it's like, maybe curse my enemies.
Yes, yeah.
Just like sprinkle it over their head and be like, I'll die.
I like Emma. I don't want to be her enemy, though. Tell you that.
I mean, what would you do with it?
Well, I don't know that I want it. I mean,
You could pretend like it's fairy dust for someone, give it to someone you really hate, be like, if you...
Yeah, but it's not real, is it? It's not cursed, Emma. I mean, it's not...
Yeah, but you never know what, like, black magic people used to do when their like loved ones died.
What are you doing? Have you been drinking?
No.
Oh. It's right. So it's just some dust from... I can see that it's not ethical to give away what is essentially an archaeological...
thing.
If you like. But you can't give away mummy dust. You can't, can you? I thought that...
Well, apparently he can. I mean, there's no like legal requirement that says he can't.
But also, we don't... Unless you test it, you don't know that it is. It could just be dust out of his hoover. Couldn't it? He could have just
yeah,
hoovered
true.
His house, and then gullible people like you will be sprinkling basically just some dust onto your enemies. What are you doing, Emma? Shut up, Di. Why are you chucking a hoover bag at me? Shut up, Di.
It's actually mummy dust.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Is it like yummy mummy dust, or is that something different?
It's a child's head, so it'd be child dust. Not it's that nice.
It's just not right. What happened to the rest of the child? Do we know?
No. Maybe got eaten?
Feel free to speculate, Emma.
Emma's weird. What? I didn't know there were mummified heads in Camden.
Yeah, no, me neither.
Which, by the way, is the title of Morris's next album.
I know they're shrunken heads in Oxford. They're really cool. Have you seen them?
No. I'm going to Oxford next week. Perhaps I'll pop in.
Yes, go. It's the Pitts Rivers Museum. And basically, they dried them like raisins. And so they just shrunk in the sun. And now they're at the Pitts Rivers Museum.
Right. I've seen a mummified cat.
Ooh.
There's the museum in Canterbury.
But isn't that a taxidermy? Is that different?
No, it's probably mummified. It's probably Egyptian. It's Egyptian. It's an Egyptian cat that got mummified. And it's in the museum in Canterbury. I've seen that. And it's just a dead cat. but preserved.
You could easily fake that, though.
Well,
a pickled cat.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know if they've got it anymore. I think Donald Trump grabbed it. All right, so a man is trying to get a head from a mummified child's head from Peru.
Yeah.
And has launched a Kickstarter campaign to do so, and it will offer you some mummy dust.
Yeah, so donate now.
That's the pop-up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Where are we going? I don't want to ask, but I'm going to. Where are we going next?
Well, this one's a lot nicer. It's kind of keeping in theme with cats. So it's a secret pub called the Mayor of Scaredy Cat Town.
The Mayor of Scaredy Cat Town?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it's located in a secret location in Dalston, I think. Yep, Dalston, that's it.
Yeah.
And then you like walk in, it's underneath a club called the Breakfast Club.
Okay.
Which is like a restaurant. And then you go to a waitress and you're like, I would please let me see the Mayor of Scaredy Cat Town. And then she takes you through a fridge, you go down the fridge, and then you're in a cocktail bar.
You go through a fridge.
Yeah.
Down a fridge. How do you go? What?
Down the fridge stairs. Made out of fridge.
What do you mean? Have they just put a fridge door on a doorway?
Yeah.
Okay. So you go in there, you go down the steps, mm-hmm. and it's like an old speakeasy, if you will.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's great because you can drink there from 12 to 2 without anyone judging you.
Have you been there?
No, but I will.
To be judged.
Not to be judged, because that's like the main policy. You can't be judged.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And it's great because there's like a moose head, lots of antique things.
Mummified child's head?
Not yet.
Okay.
It has like tiles in it. Really nice cocktails.
Sure, all right. Have you been? Are you sure you haven't been there all the way here?
No, I've had a hard day.
Have you?
Yeah.
I think we could tell. So, this is in Dalston, of course it is, obviously, home of the pop-up, yeah. Is it staffed by ex-offenders? That's quite a hot hipster thing to do, isn't it?
No, it's just people who dressed like they're from the 1950s, and they have, like, the long moustaches.
Really?
Moustachios.
Yeah, I like that you're miming that as well. It's not weird at all.
and so they... Oh, yeah, and one thing, you can't exit out the fridge, because then you will never be allowed in again, because you're giving the secret away.
But what if people see you going into the fridge?
But they don't. Well, they think you're, like, getting some food.
What, just go, so it's like a walk-in fridge?
Yeah.
But where'd you get out, then?
There's a little, like, passageway, and it goes back onto an alley, so you go out that way. But you can't go back through the fridge, because then you just ruin everything.
Am I in a dream? It feels like I might be dreaming this. So you go in. You go in through, but you have to go out the back passage.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go in the back passage.
You can't go. No, you can't go in the back passage.
No,
not allowed in there.
No.
So you go to in the Breakfast Club. Hi, I really want to see the Mayor of Scaredy Cat Town. Yep. And then the waitress is like, right, let me take you to the fridge. And you go. Don't tell anyone.
Do you have to buy something from the restaurant first, or can you go straight
to
the fridge?
No, you can go straight there and get your cocktails and have a lovely time.
And it opens at midday?
Yes.
Right. When are we all going? I want to go to the fridge place.
Okay, we can go.
Let's go to the fridge. Let's go. Get a hold of the fridge place. We've promoted them now.
Mm-hmm.
Get us a free entry into the fridge place. Somebody. Don't know how this works.
It's a smeg fridge, whatever that means.
I'm not going to explain it to you. Right, stay there, Emma. This means it needs cleaning. Stay there. And we will talk more of your hipster pop-up nonsense very shortly. Thanks, by the way, for sending in lots of your Donald Trump television shows. Donald Trump could well be launching his own television station if he does not get elected as president, he has said. So we're helping him out. This afternoon with some TV shows he could screen. The Great British Grope Off was suggested, of course, as well. What else has been coming in, Cornelius?
Shuffle has sent a very unbroadcastable one, but he's also sent another one that says, Ground Farce, Tommy Walsh and Donald Trump build walls around people's gardens and make the neighbours pay for it. And this is from Gary Andrews, who says, hashtag Trump TV, remake of Four in a Bed, Donald rates the landladies of B&Bs.
Thank you very much. Do keep those coming in on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And next, we will be back with Emma, who's drunk, to talk about more hipster nonsense. Give us a little tease. Where are we going next, Emma?
Well, am I allowed to do a hipster quiz on you to see if you're a hipster?
really want to.
Yes.
Please.
Well, let's see. Right. Traffic and travel next.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Lotto's £26 million jackpot must be won this Wednesday, which for some lucky winners could make life pretty... Now, what's the word?
Fantastic.
No, not that.
Wonderful.
No.
Beautiful. It's true.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Anyone can win with Lotto. Please, don't let it be him. Estimated jackpot. Game rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
At Wix, there's 50% off kitchen units, as well as selected tiles and flooring, plus an extra 15% off on top of existing offers until the 1st of November. So you can pick up the right products at the right price right now. Wix, let's do it right. Kitchen sale ends 22nd of November. Minimum spend applies. Visit wix.co.uk for T's and C's and previous extra discount.
Whether you're saving up for a trip to paradise or building your dream bathroom, the money you're putting aside is perfectly safe, protected by the FSCS up to £75,000, should anything happen to your bank, building society or credit union. It's completely automatic, free of charge, and you'll get your money back within 7 days. You'll probably never need us, but it's good to know we're here. Search FSCS Protected.
Right, your car's all ready.
Great. Who's that sticking out of the engine?
Oh, yes, Simon. He's just giving our thorough last check. Mm. He does get stuck in.
Yeah.
Right, grab a leg.
Oh, OK.
Come on, Simon!
Because we know every Nissan back to front, our understanding goes a long way. So visit Nissan's used car event from the 7th until the 24th of October and get a £500 deposit contribution plus 2 years servicing on selected nearly new vehicles bought with Nissan Finance. 9.9% APR representative, subject to status and over 18s. Participating dealers. T's and C's apply. See nissanusedcars.co.uk. Google Nissan Cared For to find your nearest dealer.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The top of the M25 struggling anti-clockwise towards an accident. Two lanes are blocked, 25 at Enfield to 24 at Potter's Bar. Northamptonshire's Northfield Avenue, day 6003 through Kettering, closed at Grafton Street because of the water main which has burst. That's causing delays. Some better news though in Cheshire for the A34 Newcastle Road between Congleton and Asprey. That's reopened after earlier problems around Padgebury Lane. And to Powys, where the A483 between Abermule and Garth Mill is partially blocked by a shed load around the B4385. I'm Jarena Adams.
Cops versus robbers. The Capulets versus the Montagues. Drivers versus parking wardens. And now, the rivalry to end all rivalries. Epic savings on car versus home insurance. The Strutters saved on their car insurance. The Builders saved on their home insurance. But who is the most epic? Go to Money Supermarket to see where you could save the most.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Hey, my friends, why don't you phone Martin Roberts?
Will my house go down in value? Will it go up in value?
Take advice, you'll be there when you need a home, Martin Roberts.
Don't panic.
Martin Roberts.
Absolutely extraordinary.
Right to buy, you'll buy the let. Minimise your mortgage debt. You won't believe the tips you'll get. Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, this Saturday morning from 11
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
This is completely bizarre.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes, and we've much to talk about, in fact, haven't we? We've much to talk about, because we're talking to Emma, who is with her hipster nonsense. We have already heard tell of a Smeg fridge, which one can enter in order to get to a speakeasy. Now, Thomas has tweeted, because you said it was a secret location.
Yeah.
But it's not now, is it? Because you've just told us where it is, and he's got a point when he says that.
Well, I got it from the internet, so everyone knows where it is, basically.
Okay, fine. And what was the thing we talked about? Oh, a child's mummified head.
Yeah.
That you can pay for, and they'll send you some free mummy dust.
Mm-hmm.
It's all the hipster nonsense. In work experience punditry with Emma this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
However, before we move on to it, we've just learned, Emma said in the last bit of the programme why she'd had a bad day. We've just learned why she's had a bad day. What happened? So you went for a job interview?
Yeah, so I went for a job interview. I thought it was at 11:30. It was actually at 11, so I turned up half an hour late.
It's never good.
And then when I was in the interview, my nose started to bleed.
Why?
Because I have a cold, and when I blow my nose, I get nosebleeds.
Right.
And it just started bleeding.
So you were half an hour late and just sat in front of them bleeding from the nose.
Yeah, and I didn't even realise for a long time, and then I was just like, oh my God.
But no one mentioned it
to you? They didn't say it,
No,
yeah.
They were just kind of like, their eyes were like twitching a little bit, and I was just like, oh.
Who is this weird woman?
Why? Who comes in late, sweaty, and now her nose is bleeding.
Yeah, but they probably just thought, I'd say, you'd been on some kind of powdery binge, in which case you'd fit well in television, so... So I expect you'll get the job.
Yeah.
And what was the other thing you did? You've been working at the London Film Festival.
Yeah, and I was working on a Nigerian movie premiere, yeah. And a prince that funded it was there, and then he came up to me and he was like, "Oh, you have what's your name?" And I was like, "Emma," and he was like, "Well, you have amazing eyes." And then my kind of mind went into a bit of a turmoil. I was just like, oh, he complimented me. What do I say? I must compliment him because he's a royal. So after a 4-second delay, I was like, you have an amazing face. But like, not in a complimentary tone and like I was insulting him. And he turned around slowly. He was like, ah, right. Okay. And then just walked off.
Did he ask you to marry him or anything?
No.
Okay. Anyway, that's the sort of week Emma's been having. Good job interview skills, though. Well done.
Thank you.
No wonder you're still work experience. Anyway, so...
that's so mean.
I know, but... You know, look, the good news is you weren't late here and your nose isn't bleeding. So...
Yes.
What hipster pop-up nonsense are you bringing us next, Emma?
Okay, there's a place called Zifferblatt in London... And it's a cafe where you don't actually pay for the food or the drink, but you just pay for the time you spend there. So it's 5p a minute. And Zifferblatt is German or Russian for clock face. So you just
German or Russian.
I don't know which
one. Clock face?
Yeah.
Good job you didn't shout that at the prince. And he misheard you. I've just said you've got lovely eyes. Why are you calling me that? Zifferblatt!
Clockface. Oh, amazing.
So it's called Clockface?
Yeah.
In German or Russian?
Yeah, because you've got to look at the clock and be like, oh, this is the amount of time I'm here. How much time have I spent? £2. I'm out of here.
You could, but that's fraught with day, because if the food and drink is free, I could, you know, and it's 5p a minute, I could, in 5 minutes... I could knock back quite a lot of drink.
I really think we should, try it.
Quite a lot of, let's go there as well. Let's go there and then the fridge place.
But just, go with the bag. Just, scrape all the food off the
because,
table.
Yeah, you could eat a lot in that time, couldn't you? Yeah. And drink quite a lot. And for, £2 or something.
Yeah.
So that's not going to work for them, is it?
Well, you know the type of people it attracts. So there's kind of people that I really like this concept, cool. And then there's, pianos and you can make your own food or you can ask the waiter to make... to ask the chef to make some. You can...
Where's this?
Shoreditch.
Of course it is, yes. Obviously, obviously, yes.
And it's because people are beginning to work in coffee shops more than offices, and they're trying to create this new thing called a coffice. Where you have... Yeah. Basically a coffee and an office all in one. Coffee shop and office.
So just an office, really.
Yeah.
I mean, we have a kitchen here in our office. And plenty of coffee.
I saw someone drinking some coffee in the office earlier.
Yeah.
And that's what that is.
It's not a coffice, it's just an office.
Yeah. That has coffee in it.
Well, tell this guy that.
Is it primarily... I will. Is it primarily... if he's listening, it's not a coffice. Is it primarily an office or primarily a coffee shop, though? Which takes the... What's it styled as?
It's like wooden floor, wooden tables, the rustic wooden kind of kitchen area / living room / chill out zone.
Right.
/ piano playing place.
Yes. So it's more coffee shop than office.
Yeah.
But
there's obviously Wi-Fi, so you can...
But there's Wi-Fi in coffee shop.
Yeah.
So they exist already. People go to a coffee shop and work all the time, don't they?
Yeah.
So this is a stupid idea as well.
Yes, it is.
just saying.
But do I have time to do the hipster quiz on you or not?
Very quickly.
No, good. Really? Oh, yeah. Go on then.
Okay. So does your child's name, could it be a name for Instagram filter?
Well,
one of them might
one of
be able
called,
to.
One of them's called sepia tone.
Okay, yeah, so that's a yes. Do you wear skinny jeans?
Yes, I think he's wearing them now.
Are they skinny? These skinny jeans?
They're slim fit.
Yeah, okay, that's a yes.
Because I'm slim.
Are you into alternative presenting, for example, interviewing non-humans, for example, interviewing a cat?
I would interview... I've interviewed a cat.
Yeah, cool. And were you ever in a...
My Twitter profile picture is me interviewing a cat.
Well, there you go.
That's weird.
So, do you have more Twitter followers than Facebook friends?
I'm not on Facebook, so yes.
And what kind of music are you into?
1980s heavy metal.
I don't think you are. Wait, let me just have a little... Yeah, okay, you're 90% hipster.
Wow.
Well, then I hate myself.
Well, then...
What music should I have chosen to be 100% hipster?
Indie. Indie rock.
Well, I do like that as well, yeah.
Okay, then you're 100% hipster.
Am I?
Is this why you want hipster nonsense, so you can kind of like...
It makes me feel a bit like I'm in with the in crowd a little bit, mm-hmm. Yeah, because I'm very out of touch. I mean, contrary to appearances and what I say, I'm actually out of touch with what's going on in the real world. But you are my insight into this life, Emma.
Okay.
With your fridges that you go drinking in, mm-hmm. And your crazy time clock and house pub or whatever it's called.
Zifferblatt.
That's it.
It's Russian.
Or German. She didn't know.
I've looked it up. It's Russian.
Okay. I would say thank you, Emma, but I'm not sure I can.
Why?
Okay, I can. Thank you very much for coming in with your hipster nonsense.
Thank you.
Emma, will we see you next week?
Yeah, I hope so.
Great. So there was Emma with hipster nonsense. And now, well, in the next half an hour, what's happening in the next half an hour? That's right. The big debate at 3 o'clock. That is in half an hour. There will be the diversity paper review, of course. Kyle's in today to do it. And later on the programme as well, we'll be talking to our foreign correspondent in the original foreign. We'll be kickstarting a Kickstarter idea by kicking it up the arse. And a game of Dead or Alive in which you can win some meat. For now, though, it's 2:30. Here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
A Conservative MP says dental checks to check the age of child refugees from Calais could help give the public confidence in the system. Questions have been raised as under-18s from the jungle migrant camp are brought to the UK to be reunited with their relatives. Monmouth MP David Davis says he's been contacted by one person who previously had a young boy placed in her care who turned out to be much older.
He's thought to have been in his 20s and then went and carried out a serious assault. So you have a potential situation here where young men will be placed into foster homes with families with young children, placed into schools. There are obviously child protection risks here.
Theresa May has admitted she knew about concerns over the leadership of the government's historical child abuse inquiry. Dame Laura Goddard has stepped down as chair, denying claims of racism. The Prime Minister says she couldn't intervene on the basis of hearsay. The US has accused the Islamic State group of planning to use civilians in Mosul as human shields. Residents in Iraq's second city say the situation there is terrifying as Iraqi and Kurdish forces advance to retake it from IS. Official employment figures show a slowdown in job creation but a pickup in wage increases. Average pay packets excluding bonuses are rising at an average of 2.3%. And a probe from the European Space Agency is going to try and land on Mars later. The craft will send back data, but it's mainly a dress rehearsal for plans to land a rover on the planet in 4 years' time. The weather dry for most with patchy cloud and sunny spells. A few showers are possible, particularly across Wales and along the east coast of England. Highs of 14 degrees is more in half an hour.
Thanks, Victoria.
It's all right, John.
I was out there.
I know, and you almost missed your little cue, didn't you?
I did. I heard you doing that. I was through the glass with Cass. Aspod Cass through the glass.
I won't ask what you were doing.
Well, no, I was just talking out there. I was just enjoying a conversation. Mm-hmm. I was talking about the fact that I've got to go to Leeds later.
Yes,
that's right.
Yes.
To present an award at the Radio Awards.
Are you excited?
Well, I've got to present an award at the Radio Awards.
That doesn't answer my
question. So, yes!
Thought so!
So I'm going to Leeds to do that. So mm-hmm. I was just idly chatting about that. That's right. And then Emma was trying to tell me there were hipster things to do in Leeds. But
because you're 100% hipster.
That's right.
Mm, I always thought you were.
90% apparently.
Well, no, because she upgraded your rating when you admitted to liking indie.
Oh, yeah. But apparently, according to Chloe, 1980s heavy metal is hipster now anyway.
Oh, there you go.
So there we go.
So you're definitely a hipster.
Have you got bonus news?
I might be.
Oh. Now, Victoria has to do bonus news on a daily basis. She's not quite contractually obliged to do it yet until we've had a word with contracts. But...
What?
Yeah.
You're actually going to make this official?
Yes, I think we're going to have to. Yeah, because you know it's been sporadic sometimes.
Yeah, it's because you're irritating sometimes.
All right, and so each day, because Victoria has shorter bulletins than she used to, she has had them shaved down, and they are a minute shorter. She has to make the time up because she still gets paid the same money. Oh no, wait, she just had a pay rise.
Yeah,
2.5%.
Mm-hmm.
Only person in the office.
That's not true. I'm not the only person in the office. Actually, everybody who's a full-time staff member and on contract was announced to have a pay rise a couple of months ago.
What about the rest of it?
Well, you're not a full-time staff member, are you?
Well, I'm here all the time.
Yeah, but it depends on your contract.
Hmm.
They won't offer me a staff contract.
No.
There's a reason for that.
Yeah. So, here's Victoria with bonus today, vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
A man from Eastern Russia has reportedly called police to complain about his wife raising their children vegetarian. The husband said she was forcing their kids to eat vegetables instead of meat, and it was having an effect on their growth and development. Police did not start a criminal investigation.
You can. How will it, does it have an effect on growth and development? I don't know.
Well, this was what he was arguing.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. It's been claimed some of the UK's top visitor attractions are failing to sell children's meals with vegetables or salad. A survey's found 3/4 of the meals being handed over to boys and girls fail to have any veg at all. The Natural History Museum, Brighton Pier and Alton Towers are among the sites named and shamed in a list from the Soil Association.
The Soil Association?
It's a charity, yeah.
Wow.
And finally...
What do they do?
They look at things which are grown in soil.
A fascinating day out.
Mm-hmm. And the only giant vegetable competition in Wales is going to be featured on Japanese television. Some of the impressive veg weighed in at the Aberglasny Gardens included a marrow weighing 36 kilograms.
Spoiler alert, what if we have any Japanese listeners?
I haven't got the pictures. They could watch, they could tune in to see what they look like.
Right.
So one of the impressive items was a marrow, which weighed 36 kilograms. That's around 5.5 stone. As well as a massive leek weighing 4.3 kilograms. They're usually around 180 grams. So you can see that's a lot bigger.
Massive leek.
Mm-hmm.
Julian Assange grow that.
L-E-E-K.
Yeah. Clever, clever.
No, you know who did?
Hey?
You know who had a massive leek?
Who?
The Soiled Association.
Different spelling, guys. We're talking about vegetables, not what yours.
Can you say impressive vegetables again?
Impressive vegetables.
Thank you very much. That's
vegetable news
on Talk Radio. Chloe, get us the hell out of this.
Delaney, live at Drive on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. It's an A to Z of original afternoon entertainment with the most well-connected man in radio.
Give it some lip.
Big opinions, massive guests, all the top stories. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney. Delaney, live at Drive.
Honk if you're Delaney.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. All of your reactions coming in this afternoon. You can react. Don't forget, we are home to your reactions. There are reaction collection points around the country. Each day we roll out some more. You'll have probably seen them in the supermarket car parks up and down Great Britain, where you find bottle banks. You often find bottle banks in supermarket car parks, along with those clothes recycling bins where the Salvation Army get your shoes and cloth. And next to that now, you'll find Talk Radio bins. Now, these are for your reactions. There's a variety of slots. There are wide slots at the top for quite extreme reactions, or if you've just got a small reaction, then you pop it through the little circle. They get sorted and delivered here to Talk Radio and then distributed amongst the presenters. Here's some that we've got.
Lots coming in, John. Ricky from the office says, Con singing the DJ Talent song loudly in the office whilst I'm on the phone to an MP isn't very professional.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, this is weird. This is I know it's a silly show, but we've actually been sent a very emotive letter from someone who's living in the jungle in Calais. It's quite an emotive story. John, I'm very worried. There is a storm threatening my very life today. War, children, it's all just a shot away. I'm really worried that soon, if I don't get some shelter, I'm going to fade away. Thank you, Mick, for your letter. Thank you so much.
Yeah, he's not in the... Like, you've got that wrong. He's in the Rolling Stone.
Oh.
You've mixed up the Rolling Stones and the jungle in Calais, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah. It's a comment. Yeah, you're always doing that.
Yeah, that's silly.
You check that.
I sent them so much money.
We've been out. We've been out on the streets, as you'd expect. Not because we were thrown there, as you would expect, but because we like to, each day, send our crack team of reporters, so-called because their jeans are quite low at the back, out onto the streets to find out what the people think. Today's no exception. We like to take the pulse of the nation. Today, we went outside and shoved microphones in the faces of people in the street to find out what they think. Did they think today, did they think ignitions or flat caps?
Flat caps.
Ignitions.
Ignitions.
Flat caps.
Flat caps.
Ignitions.
Flat caps.
Ignitions.
Ignitions.
Flat caps.
Flat caps.
Flat caps.
Ignitions.
Flat caps.
Flat caps.
Ignitions.
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 Flat caps.
Flat caps.
Ignitions.
Flat caps.
Flat caps.
Ignitions.
Flat caps.
Flat caps.
Ignitions.
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 Flat caps.
Flat caps.
Flat caps.
Ignitions.
Ignitions.
Flat caps.
Ignitions.
Flat caps.
Flat caps.
Flat caps.
Ignitions.
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 And there you have it. That's what the people in the street are thinking. They're thinking flat caps or ignitions. But what do you think? That's the point. What do you think? We'd like to know whether you think ignitions. Or do you think flat caps? Let us know what you think. Ignitions or flat caps. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. It's Wednesday afternoon. We'll do the diversity paper review next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Finding the right worker is tricky. Are they hardworking, versatile, air-conditioned? The Renault Traffic has won the WattFam Best Medium Van Award for the last 2 years and comes with 4 years 0% APR, 4 years servicing, up to 4 years warranty, and 4 years roadside assistance when ordered by December 31st. How's that for a reference? Visit one of our participating Renault Pro Plus specialist dealers to find out more. Business users only. Deposit payable. Renault Finance hire purchase. Subject to status. See renault.co.uk/offers for conditions.
Join us this Friday for a very special Celebrity Gogglebox featuring Olly Murs, Niall Horan, Steve Coogan, Anna Friel and England footballers Daniel Sturridge, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain and Jamie Vardy. Celebrity Gogglebox for Stand Up To Cancer. Friday from 7 on Channel 4.
Right, sharpen knives, slice bacon, remind Mrs. Jones to collect her sausages, again. Pay the locksmith, update website, speak to Josh about being late, again. Ah, and find an hour to talk to the bank about their business tariffs.
HSBC's Best Tariff Promise ensures you're on our best standard tariff every year, so you're free to get on with running your business. Another big little thing from HSBC. Search HSBC Business Bank for more details.
For businesses up to £2 million turnover on a small business or electronic banking tariff business current account. Promise based on our annual review of your last 12 months account activity. T's and C's apply. See website.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
The top of the M25 struggling anti-clockwise towards an accident. Two lanes are blocked, 25 at Enfield to 24 at Potter's Bar. Northamptonshire's Northfield Avenue, the A6003 through Kettering, closed at Grafton Street because of a water main which has burst. That's causing delays. Some better news, though, in Cheshire for the A34 Newcastle Road between Congleton and Asprey. That's reopened after earlier problems around Padgebury Lane. And to Powys, where the A483 between Abermule and Garth Mill is partially blocked by a shed load around the B4385. I'm Jarena Adams.
David versus Goliath. City versus United. Dogs versus postmen. And now, the rivalry to end all rivalries. Epic savings on car versus home insurance. The Strutters saved on their car insurance. The Builders saved on their home insurance. But who is the most epic? Go to Money Supermarket to see where you could save the most.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, then, to you. It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And just looking through the news there, idling through it as I was while you were listening to the Traffic and Travel with Jimmy Jones. Well, what I've noticed is that the news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Many people can't, Cornelius. But we are here to help, as regular listener will know, singular, will know, because what we do is take the news and we analyse it and we drill down into it. And when you do that, what do you end up with? That's right, Japanese poetry. Five syllables, or seven syllables, and then five syllables again. It's the news in haikus.
Royals meet the Olympians who actually had to earn their gold.
News in haikus! It's time for the diversity paper review. Joins us again this afternoon into the midst of radio, nay, broadcasting's most diverse feature. We've been running it since March. It's the Diversity Paper Review. Each day, a different diversity reviews the papers. Kyle, very welcome as ever. Remind us of your diversity, if you would.
I'm English, Jamaican and Welsh.
That's right. And that's, my friends, there is none more diverse than Kyle. Kyle, what have we got today? And you're wearing tartan as well today.
Yeah.
I noticed.
I thought I'd switch it up today.
I like that.
Thank you very much.
Right, we're starting, what, with vaping, is that right?
Yeah, Planet of the Vapes. This is a story from the Daily Mail. There is a chain-smoking chimp in a zoo in Pyongyang. Her name's Azalea, and apparently she smokes 20 a day.
Wow. So, like, voluntarily?
Yeah, voluntarily.
It's not some sort of experimentation?
No. In actual fact, you would have thought most countries they'd really frown upon it, but
well, yeah,
they absolutely love it. I mean, even the chimp's trainer is egging her on to smoke, and she's managed to work out how to use a lighter so she can spark up herself. And if she hasn't got a lighter, she knows that she can light it off the burning embers of another cigarette.
We've come a long way since the chimps tea party, haven't we?
I think so, yeah.
And that was, that got outlawed because it was offensive or something, because you can't dress chimps. And now they're teaching them to smoke.
Now they're smoking. Yeah. I mean, it's just unbelievable, really.
What's the Daily Mail's stance on this? Are they approving of this, or are they...
Well, they haven't really commented. They've just, written the story and thought, it's a bit of...
We'll throw it out there.
It's a bit of fun. But apparently it's an attraction that's pulling in thousands of people to the zoo. I mean, they've got monkeys that can slam dunk basketballs, and they've got elephants and all this, but no, everyone wants to go see the smoking chimp.
Is it just tobacco that it's smoking?
I think it's smoking straight, so I don't know if it can roll yet.
Yeah.
Right. Might be a bit tricky with the filters.
That's probably the next... I mean, it does have an opposable thumb, which is all that counts.
Yeah.
I mean, this could be... it's a slippery slope, as many critics have said. When you start smoking at a young age, you move on to the harder stuff.
Yeah.
You just don't know where that monkey's... Well, you'd go back there in a couple of years, he could be like... jacking up horse.
Just ripping its fur out because it needs another kick.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Keepers pushing it on them.
Yeah.
Look at the mad chimp, look at him!
Okay, going crazy. Maybe that's what happened to Harambe.
You don't know.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Cornelius is in favour.
Yeah, shoot the gorillas.
What?
I know. Yeah, shoot them. Harambe them all, I say.
Ooh. Mate, we're going to fall out.
I've just been in, I don't know whether I told you this, in Rwanda.
Oh my God! Right, I'm leaving.
Cornelius, is that enough?
I've just been in Rwanda, Kyle.
Oh, have you? Very nice.
Making a documentary about gorillas.
Oh, awesome.
Which was awesome.
Yeah.
And what I wouldn't want of any of that community of the great apes, chimpanzees included, to be smoking while I'm there. It's just wrong.
It is. I mean, that's evolution moving forward.
Did you say, too quickly, too far, did you say it vaped this chimp?
Well, the headline was Planet the Vapes, but yeah. it's actually smoking cigarettes, like proper cigarettes.
So they've gone with a headline in the paper that doesn't even match the story.
No.
That's lazy, isn't
it? Someone needs to talk to your editor.
That's really poor.
Yeah.
So, 20 a day.
20 a day.
Who's buying them for him?
It doesn't actually say. I mean,
or is he going on duty-free trips? I mean, how does it work?
You know, maybe he's got the flap in his zoo and he just nips down the local gas station.
Yeah. And this is a smoking chimp, isn't it?
I wonder what brand he's smoking.
Somebody's missing a sponsorship trip.
Yeah, definitely. Get Lambert and Butler on the case. Okay. Other cigarettes are available.
Other cigarettes are available. Will kill you as well.
Yeah.
Has he shown any signs of illness, the chimp?
No. Well, apparently they're saying that it's all right because it doesn't inhale. So that's it. We're all good.
That's what Bill Clinton
like
said.
Like a politician. Yeah.
It's not what Monica said, though, is it?
Yeah, all right.
Right, smoking chimp. I'm gonna just stick my neck out and say that's a bad thing.
Yeah, I'd go with it. It's a bad thing as well.
You know, other terrible habits of other animals. You know, because you don't encourage that sort of behaviour in all animals, do you?
No, it would definitely change the storyline of Planet of the Apes. They wouldn't be chasing us because they'd be out of breath. It'd be a quick 100-meter sprint. Sorry, boys, I can't go. Shouldn't have had that fag before dinner.
Kyle, you might be onto something here. This keeper, who is encouraging this, might just be looking out for the future of the human race.
Yeah, he's thinking ahead.
Yeah, because he's thinking if the day comes when the apes will rule us all, they will become our ape overlords.
Yeah.
Then he is saying that if we teach them all to smoke now, as you say, they will not be able to chase us.
No, we'll be able to outrun them.
On horseback.
Yeah. With spears and machine guns
and nets. So he's actually saving the. So I've changed my mind.
180 straight away.
Give fags to all of the dangerous animals.
That's it.
Lest they try and take over the earth.
Imagine a tiger just running and smoking a fag. A cheetah.
Yeah, but they don't have the opposable. They can't hold it, can they?
Well, they're quite intelligent.
Would you glue a cigarette into a lion's mouth? If
maybe just get a pipe that it can rest.
Pipes.
Yeah.
Rest it on its big liony lip there, couldn't it? Because they're quite, the lions are quite jowly, aren't they, the lions?
Yeah.
And you could rest a pipe in there.
Mm.
Yeah.
It doesn't need, I mean, I guess it could just hold it between its paws. It doesn't need to actually. Yeah.
Or you could just get an army of dentists when they're not, you know, busy checking migrants' teeth.
Yeah.
And send them to shoot all the lions like that dentist did with Cecil the lion as well. You'd probably be in favour of that, Cornelius.
Yeah, absolutely.
You and him are best mates.
What I'm doing this summer.
Shoot all the lions, is it?
Yeah, yeah. Shooting lions and
it
gorillas.
It would have been a very different trip if he'd joined you in Rwanda.
Yeah, wouldn't it?
Would have been much funner.
Wouldn't take
the documentary will be much more interesting.
It's going to be great. All right, we've got a weird chimpanzee. Where are we going next?
We are going to Ibiza. A boozed up party boy on a lad's holiday got so drunk he became part of a hen do but had no idea. So, this lad, Connor Waite, he's a pipe fitter from the Wirral, travelled to Ibiza with a group of 19 mates, as you do. But after overindulging on Jaeger bombs, he made some unlikely new pals that were visiting the island for a hen do. But the 22-year-old claims that he has no recollection of the night's events, other than the photos that have been put up and that he's been tagged in on Facebook.
Right. So, and what do these photos show exactly?
It shows him, so he's basically wearing a sash and a tiara. He's doing poses like the Charlie's Angels poses with these birds, and he's got his arms around him.
Birds, so, isn't it? Birds.
He's clearly getting involved. So it's not like he's just made, you know, a passing comment or he's just got in for a quick photo. He's been with them for most of the night. And all he can remember is being put in a taxi and sent back to his apartment.
Well, it could have ended so much worse than that.
I mean, it could have been worse situations ending up in a hendo.
Yeah.
But yeah, he says he has no recollection of it whatsoever. Hasn't got a clue how it happened.
That's a shame, because he probably had a great time.
He probably did. I mean, from the photos, he seemed to be having a whale of a time.
Yeah.
Really enjoying himself.
But it's interesting. What are the rules on... Because I went on a friend's stag night once, right?
Yeah.
And we went away for the weekend. I can't remember where we went. It was abroad, so anyway, doesn't matter. We went somewhere, and at the end of... On, like, the Sunday morning after the night... we've still got a day of stagging to go. and he invited his fiancée for lunch. She was there as well.
Oh, no, that's a party foul.
Isn't it?
Get out.
Yeah, and we were like... We were aghast at this. That the rules had been transgressed. So, because you're not allowed the girls on the stag thing.
No, not at all. No.
And presumably boys aren't allowed on a hen night either. Cause
no, unless you're a
stripper.
A bridegroom, bridesman.
A bridesman?
Bridesman, yeah. That's,
is that a thing?
Well, a popular TV show had it on there recently.
Did it?
Where he was a bridesmaid and a groomsman. So he got involved with both of them.
Question time, wasn't it?
Yeah. Question time.
I saw that one.
Yeah. So, I mean, it can happen, but... Pff, No, it's not right. It's a stag do.
It's a stag do. That's a hen do. Keep them separate. Keep them separate.
Maybe if you join up on a big group like in Gavin and Stacey, you know, maybe that's acceptable because then you can pair off. But if you bring just your fiancé,
that's not right. Or you just go off. I mean, I suppose his mates thought it was funny that he was hanging around with a hen knight.
Yeah.
And probably slightly jealous.
Probably, yeah. Well, I mean, they apparently didn't really care because they just left him.
Yeah. what paper has desperately tried to fill their pages with this so-called news?
That is the Mirror.
Of course it is.
Yeah. That is the Mirror.
Where are we going next?
Next, we're going to the Daily Express.
Yes, oh dear.
Quite a nice story. Oh. Husband's reunited with wedding ring after a lake is drained of 8 million gallons of water.
Was it drained specifically to find the wedding ring?
No, it wasn't. Oh, well, no, it okay. wasn't. That would have been crazy if they had done that. But Matt Walker, he lost his wedding ring when he was enjoying a swim with his children.
Yeah.
And desperate to get it back, he contacted the committee, which maintains the lake in Cleveland's North Somerset, and was told that it would be drained 2 months later.
Well, that's a struggle, look, isn't it? Because how many lakes get drained that often?
I wouldn't imagine that many.
And especially one that you've lost your ring in.
Yeah, well, I mean, the lake was 250 metres long, 100 metres wide and a metre deep. So, I mean, he wasn't finding it. So it was a spur of good luck that they were going to drain it.
But it wasn't even lost in the mud.
Well, it was. It was. Oh. He had to enlist the help of Somerset artifact seekers, and they agreed to send a team along.
So is that a posh phrase for metal detectors?
Pretty much. Yeah. Yep. They sent five enthusiasts armed with metal detectors. They trudged through the thick, wet mud in search of the engraved ring. Took them 2 hours to find it.
It's not bad.
It's not bad. No, you would have thought maybe a bit longer. It might have been a whole day job. But they found, you know, the usual bottle tops, bit of change, random metal.
Shopping trolley.
Yeah, shopping trolley, maybe a boot.
Corpse.
Tin can.
The Somerset Artifact Seekers.
Yeah.
Right, have they just called themselves that because that's SAS and it makes them sound cool?
I think so.
So when people, you know, when they're hanging out with, you know, one of them is on a stag night, then he then goes off with the hen night, and they go, what do you do? And he's like, yeah, I'm in the SIS.
With the SAS, are you?
And they go, oh, this is impressive, isn't it? Oh, he's in the SAS and everything, oh. He's probably, you know, killed people.
But he's trudging through drained lakes for wedding rings.
Yeah.
He probably gets the mud and rubs it on his face as camouflage as he just...
Not after the army have tweeted what they've tweeted this afternoon. You absolutely can't do that.
Maybe he takes his metal detector with him and he's like, yeah, I'm in the SAS, I hunt for landmines.
Yeah, but really?
Really? I'm hunting for tin cans
No, I'm in the SAS, yes.
You're in the SAS.
Yes, I am.
Yeah,
yes.
I've done a few tours of Cornwall.
Yes, I'm very, very high up in the SAS. Yes, really, they've got a lot of tours of duty.
Where have you done your tours of duty?
Well, mainly in a lake in Somerset. Really.
What, you swam it?
No,
it was drained.
I was
just
looking
it.
looking for metal with my detector.
But I tell you what, they do make some decent cash. If you
find the right object,
find something right, they do make
a bit
of dollar.
There was a man in the news the other day who'd found a gold ring, like somebody thought it was just cheap costume jewelry. It turned out to be like an Anglo-Saxon gold ring of some kind, worth a fortune.
Mental.
There you go. Very quickly, what else have you got?
Well, that's it. Well, actually, speaking of that, speaking of finding stuff, there was a story. I think it was in the Mirror again. A guy was doing some remodelling on his home.
Yeah.
He found a box, and he just thought, oh, you know, it's a random box, whatever. Yeah. Inside of it was $23,000 of rare dollar bills from 1928 to 1934. Just stumbled upon them. Like fives, tens, hundreds.
See, that's good, isn't it?
That's great.
Yeah.
I mean, that's paid for his remodelling there.
I found £5 I put my winter coat on today for the first time, you know, this season.
Yeah.
It's a bit chilly, isn't it now?
It is, yeah.
And I found £5 in the pocket. So, you know,
I tell you
everyone's
what,
a winner.
A mate of mine said that one of his flatmates, during the summer, she'll stick 20 quid in each of her trousers or coats for the winter and vice versa. So that when it gets to the winter, she sticks a coat on, sticks around in a pocket. 20 quid,
that's
sorted.
This is a good idea.
That's a great saving aspect, isn't it?
Yeah. I might go around, you know, stealing wedding rings from...
I found a 2-year-old chapstick in my winter coat this morning, and I still used it.
That's why you're the party boy. was this you on the hen do?
No, I
he's
got
never
really,
spoken to a lady.
I got really drunk and became a Hindu one night.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
Did you?
No.
Photos on Facebook.
Yeah.
Very different ends of the spectrum there.
Yeah.
Anyway, on that slightly peculiar
we'll leave it there.
Ending. Kyle, thank you very much indeed.
No worries, thanks for having me.
That's Kyle with the Diversity Paper Review. Next on this programme, we bring you today's big debate. Then we will help a Kickstarter later on as well. A Kickstarter project, we'll help it by giving it a kick up the arse. And what Kickstarter project wouldn't benefit from being promoted on the radio on a little listened-to show on Britain's 34th least listened-to show radio station, really, out of a possible 39. Plus, we'll give away some meat in a game of Dead or Alive. All to come before four. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In October, we've got a real deal on an 8 foot by 4 foot sheet of 12.5mm standard plasterboard for only £3.99 ex-fat. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train go.
With BMW twin power turbo engines and near perfect 50-50 weight distribution, the BMW 1 Series delivers all the poise, power and precision you expect from a BMW. And now the 5-door BMW 118 iM Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £239. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,269 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 31st of December and registered by 31st of March 2017. UK only, guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
At 3 o'clock, good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, calls for refugee age checks, murder at Pentonville Prison, and find out the jobs thousands have applied for.
Talk Radio.
The British Dental Association says it's unethical to use checkups to try to work out the age of child refugees from the Calais Jungle migrant camp. A Conservative MP has suggested tests to make sure only under-18s are able to enter the UK to join their relatives. Member of Parliament for Monmouthshire, David Davis, says some of the teenagers who have arrived don't look like children.
Around 50% of those who've undergone these checks are found to be giving inaccurate information about their age. And it's not just dental checks. You can also x-ray people's wrists to gauge their age through bone density.
The Prime Minister has defended herself over claims concerns were raised in April about the leadership of an inquiry into historical child sex abuse. That was months before Dame Laura Goddard resigned as the chair of the investigation. Theresa May, who was Home Secretary at the time, insists she was right not to intervene.
There were stories around about the inquiry and about individuals related to the inquiry. But the Home Secretary cannot intervene on the basis of suspicion, rumour or hearsay.
A man is likely to die in jail for murdering a Syrian cleric following a power struggle at a mosque in West London. It can only just be reported that Khalid Rashad from Wembley was found guilty earlier this year over the death of Abdul Hadi Awani. The 63-year-old's also been convicted of hoarding explosives in his back garden. There are fresh calls for an inquiry into the state of jails in England and Wales after an inmate was stabbed to death. A murder inquiry is underway while two other prisoners from Pentonville are critically ill. Two others have been arrested. And more than 15,000 people have gone for just 78 jobs driving new trains on Virgin. The company says there were almost 200 applications for every vacancy.
Talk Radio National Weather.
What did Theresa May say?
So she also made a bit of a sex joke.
A sex joke?
Yeah. So Peter Bone, the MP, it's his birthday today.
Bone's birthday?
Yes. So she decided to wish him a happy birthday.
Yes.
And then she said, I hope Mrs. Bone will give you the appropriate special treatment. And then
it's not a great joke, is it?
With a look on her face. And then the whole of the Commons erupted laughing for ages. And then the Speaker said, oh, I did want to find out what was coming next.
Must be brilliant working in Parliament.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, should I do the weather?
Yeah.
Drive for
Is this because his name was Bone?
Yes. Right. Well done. Dry for most with patchy cloud and sunny spells. A few showers are possible, particularly across Wales and along the east coast of England. Highs of 14 degrees.
Thank you very much, Victoria. Thank you very much, Victoria. And thank you very much, Victoria. Now, Ben has the pre-recorded sport live from a Skegness amusement arcade where a duck is winning big on the slot machines.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Manchester City's Pep Guardiola is going back to his roots this evening in the Champions League. He's away at the club where he built his career on and off the pitch, Barcelona. There's full-on commentary over on TalkSport. Scottish champion Celtic host Borussia Mönchengladbach in the same group, with Hoops boss Brendan Rodgers backing his side to take all 3 points. They're looking for their first group victory of the season after a 3-1 win at Man City in their last fixture. Celtic will get inspiration for their performance and Gladbach will be a different time of test.
What you've got to do is you've got to then back that up and make it one or two players missing, but we've still got to be a very good team. Elective press. So it should be a really, really good game.
Elsewhere, Arsenal welcomed Bulgarian champions Ludogorets to the Emirates. And in TalkSport 2's live commentary match, Bayern Munich hosts PSV Eindhoven. Finally, England cricket captain Alistair Cook has ruled James Anderson out of next month's first test in India. The fast bowler's shoulder injury has forced him out of the two-day series in Bangladesh. It starts tomorrow. With Ben Duffy, as indeed for me, will open the TalkSport. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
That's Ben with the pre-recorded sports there this afternoon live from an amusement arcade on the beachfront in Skegness where a duck has won big on the slot machines. You are listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Just before today's big debate, if you weren't listening earlier, let's remind ourselves of what Jeremy Vine was covering over on Radio 2 today.
Thank you so much. It's as good as it gets around here, I tell you. Welcome, it's the Jeremy Vine Show, BBC Radio 2. If fraudsters con you out of fruit and veg, should Sam Allardyce be liable? Is the best use of Prince William's time really to campaign against a disabled woman? Being told to produce birth certificates for the bin men is now a top recommendation if you get depressed. And the two businessmen shamed on social media because they won't collect nappies of 3- and 4-year-olds.
Thanks, Jeremy!
BBC Radio 2.
Time for the big debate! Here on Talk Radio, in the afternoons, it's the big debate at 3 o'clock. So, as Julian Assange has his internet access cut by the Ecuadorian embassy, apparently they wanted him offline. So, in fact, what they've done is rather than cut him off, they've just changed subscribers and signed him up to BT Broadband. Now he can't get on at all. Assange, of course, has been in the Ecuadorian embassy longer than any Ecuadorians have ever been, all because he's wanted for trial in Sweden, which, of course, are being conducted as part of some trials in Sweden. Assange, famous for WikiLeaks, has now been attempting to get involved in the US presidential race from the embassy as he attempts to leak Wiki all over it. He claims there is a yawning chasm to fill with secret information that he says could influence every American vote. Now, on the line, listening to me say the word yawning there, and who has been incensed by hearing me say that word, called in on the telephone. Good afternoon, Hillary. Good afternoon, Hillary. Well, I think we'll be calling Hillary back then. Donald's on the other line. Hello, Donald.
Hello, I didn't care much for that noise.
No, I think it was the duck still excited about the win in the Skegness amusement arcade. While we try and get Hillary back on the phone, Donald, let me bring you in on this debate. Now, this is a big story that's obviously going on today about the notion of yawning and how we might have to outlaw it in this country. But you're yawning.
It's quite
contagious. But that's part.
It's contagious. But that's part of the problem, isn't it? Because let's go back to the history of yawning. Okay.
Yeah. Go on.
Yawning was first brought into this country by rats, and it was contagious. Everyone started to yawn when the rats came off the ships and brought the yawning with them. And it spread very quickly, didn't it, through the population of England at the time, Donald?
Yes, I think that's what happened. But now it's in our DNA, it's in our nature. We can't help but yawn as people, as humans. We cannot stop it. And when Hillary gets on the line to discuss this, yeah. I'd like to put that point there.
Well, Hillary's. I think we've got Hillary, him or her, back now. Hillary, are you there?
Hello, hello, mate. All right.
That's better. So, listen, you called in because you're part of the anti-yawning lobby. We were just talking about the history of it and how yawning first came to this country.
In probably the
16th century, yawning was carried into this country by rats. Why now? Why get rid of them? Why don't get rid of yawning now? What's wrong with it?
It's not specifically now that there's an issue. It's always been an issue for me. I mean, it's pretty disgusting watching people yawn, yeah. Opening their mouths, yeah. You know. I saw a gentleman this morning at the bus stop, and he yawned at me, and I could almost see his lunch down there.
Yeah,
I
mean, is it the? So he's contagious.
Sorry. Sorry.
He's contagious. Is it?
It's the sort of thing that does my cracker.
Okay,
people yawning all the time.
Yeah, but is it now? Is your problem with the notion of the? Let's get down to the nitty and also the gritty. Is it the notion of the noise? Is it the fact that you can see down a person's gullet? What is it about? If it's that you can see down a person's gullet, then surely the covering of the mouth with some apparatus or other would solve the problem for you, Hillary.
Well, that is the main issue, is the opening of the gullet, but a lot of people don't put their hands over their mouths, and you just get to see bits of their insides hanging out and vibrating around. It's absolutely disgusting.
What do you make of these yawn awnings that you can now get on the market, which is yawn awnings. And what it is, for those that don't know, it was based on the idea of the thing you attach to the side of a caravan, and you attach this frame to your lower face and stretch some canvas over it, and then you can... It's like a sort of workman's hut, but a smaller one. And you
like
can,
an awning.
It's a yawning.
Like
it's an awning. It's a yawn awning. It's a yawn. It's a yawn. Ah. It's a yawn awning. And you can
yawn awning.
And you can yawn in the privacy of your awning. It the privacy of your own space, your own face space, without the likes of Hillary having to see down your gullet at your vibrating insides. Hillary, would you be happy with the yawn awning? Your awning.
Absolutely ridiculous idea. It's not needed at all. People need to take care of the other ways of yawning, like doing it out of their ears discreetly or out of their nose. Open their gob, it's just ridiculous, and we don't need some sort of contraption to disguise it.
Okay, come back on that for me, Donald.
That's pathetic excuse right there. He's obviously a yawn denier. He's someone who claims he doesn't yawn himself. That's pathetic, really, in my opinion. I think yawning is one of the most beautiful things a person can do. Very attractive. I like to see that.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. It's one of the most grotesque things. It's very suggestive to have your mouth open, particularly in certain clubs that I hear that it's an underground application for people to indulge in certain other.
This is the yawning clubs that have been driven underground by legislation.
That's right. They go to these underground clubs and
they yawn.
Make suggestive yawns at each other, and it's supposed to be suggestive of oral sex, basically.
Yeah. Does it disgust you, the yawning?
Absolutely disgusting.
It's
horrible to look at.
We're talking about sweet. Hang on. Wait a moment, Don. Let me just throw this in here. Now, as you know, in
Donald.
They've been doing trials in Sweden.
No, you shut up, Hillary.
You shut up. You're the weirdo. You're a yawning freak.
Wait, let's try and keep civility in place here because it's no. Listen, it's an emotive subject.
Bad breath.
It's an emotive subject. Let's just try and stop it. Try and keep it civil. Let me talk about these trials in Sweden. Now, in Sweden, you can go now and have your yawns voluntarily removed. Basically, a yawn is, as we know, and I know, Donald, you are for them, but hear me out. Yawning, a yawn itself is a part of the body we don't need anymore, like an appendix, isn't it, right? And you can easily have your yawns taken out, and it won't affect the running of the body in this day and age. We don't need them anymore like we did when we were cave people. So, Donald, why do we still need yawns? Are they removing them in Sweden? There's no ill effect.
Oh, I think Sweden's a very boring country. Thinking of Sweden makes me yawn, actually, funnily enough, come to think of it. Look, have you ever been in a Volvo before?
I have been in a Volvo, yeah. Oh, sorry, a what?
A Volvo.
Oh, no, I misheard you. No, I haven't been in one of those.
Oh, Well, I think they're the car equivalent of Radio 4. Very dreary, very yawnable.
Well, no, I don't think that's I don't think that's actually true. I mean, I've heard Radio 4 and it doesn't make me yawn necessarily. What about you, Hillary?
Oh, it's a very boring station, very boring. Lots of rubbish old music being played on. But I certainly wouldn't yawn over it.
Well, at what point, I mean, would you... this is a very simple question for you, right? Tell me the worst yawn you've ever seen, Hillary. The worst yawn you've ever seen, yes or no?
No.
Well...
It was a hippo yawning.
No,
but,
I didn't...
Yes, definite no.
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 No. Donald, you know about these yawn amnesty bins now that there are. You can walk into a police station where you don't have to give your name, and if you've got a yawn building up and you're passing a police station, it's not just police stations, it's also branches of Dunelm Mill, and you can go in, can't you, and you can yawn into the top countertop bins they've got, and they will collect yawns and then dispose of them beyond use. Hillary, I know, will be in favour of that, but Donald, that keeps the yawning off the streets, doesn't it? Isn't that aren't there too many yawns?
No, there's not enough yawns. I think it's very sad what this yawn amnesty. I think it's really sad that we're giving up this part of our culture. Like, we're a very boring country. We should be yawning more.
Well, yeah, but if we were boring, people would yawn more anyway. So it's in your interest to be a boring country.
Sorry.
No, hang on, you make me do that. It's contagious.
Oh, yes. I'm surprised you're yawning all the time. You're so boring.
It's contagious. It's the rats that brought it in. It's spread through the population and it's still there. Is it this? Is this the problem? Okay, now we know when you're young and you accidentally eat a grape pip or an orange pip or an apple pip, right? And your mum told you it would grow in your tummy. Now, yawning, in terms of evolution, of course, is there in case a tree grows out of your tummy. So your mouth, you tilt your head back and your mouth opens and it gives space for any tree that might grow from a pip you've swallowed in the past to grow. And that's so it doesn't kill you or burst out of your ribs. Yes.
That's not what I've heard.
What was that noise?
I don't know. What does it sound like?
Let's not dwell on it. So, what I'm saying is if we don't have yawning, then trees growing inside of people because they've swallowed a pip would kill them. So, surely, Hillary, this is a good thing to have a yawn. Otherwise, we'd die of tree.
Well, I don't think you can die of tree, but I think that's an absolutely stupid idea.
Well, why?
No, I think it's a good idea. I'd like to die. Well,
I mean, admittedly, that's the point of the whole debate.
If you look at the Venus flytrap, it works the other way around. It's sort of already yawning to catch flies, and I think that's how we evolved to catch flies like plants.
Well, I mean,
I think you got it the wrong way round. The plants don't come out of us.
So the plants are trying to get into what is what you're saying is that the yawning.
Well, we evolved from plants.
Well, there are people who believe in.
I'm a half Venus flytrap.
Yes, there are people who believe that we should eat plants for health. And the idea then, I suppose, is that yawning evolved because if we yawn and then fell on a plant, such as your Venus flytrap, we could easily digest the plant by just simply falling on it mid yawn. Is that? I mean, I'm not a scientist, but perhaps that is how evolution. Evolution. Look, this debate will go on and on. Of course, it will. It will run. By all means.
It feels like it's going on and on. Yes.
Yes. So that's mainly your fault. So, in fact, hang on.
Oh, don't.
What? Can you just sum up this debate? It's a difficult subject, I know, and they are, as we've heard in the Commons this afternoon, that migrants are now being checked for yawns on the way in. If migrants yawn on the way in and they're tired, it means they can't work, they are thrown back out. And it's a big issue. It's a child migrant yawn row, they're calling it on the news. Can you just sum up this debate for us in one word, please? Hillary first.
Boring.
Thank you. And Donald?
Hardcore yawnography.
Thank you very much indeed. You're listening to Talk Radio. That is the big debate. Do we still need yawns? Next, we will be giving a Kickstarter, a kick up the arse. We'll be talking to a foreign correspondent and giving away some meat in a game of Dead or Alive. You're listening to Talk Radio. It's Wednesday. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Get your weekday afternoons underway with Drive on Talk Radio with Uber. Buckle up this afternoon from 4. as Sam Delaney delivers a dependable daily dose of discussion and debate, along with a boot full of banter. For the latest news, showbiz gossip and controversial comment, it's the nation's favourite destination, Drive, with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio with Uber. Driving with Uber can help you fund whatever you want to achieve. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk.
He's very thorough with his checks, isn't he?
A stickler. Soon be on your way. One last big push and we'll have Dave unstuck from your cash guy's footwell. There we go.
Because we know every Nissan inside out, our understanding goes much further. So visit Nissan's used car event from the 7th until the 24th of October, where you could drive away a used 14-plate Qashqai from £13,790, subject to availability at participating dealers. Google Nissan Cared For to find your nearest dealer.
It's amazing what you have at your fingertips. Emails, photos, banking. Yep, your smart devices keep getting smarter. But so do all those cyber criminals. They keep coming up with new ways to get at the personal things on your phone, tablet and computer. To keep them secure, always download the latest software and app updates. They contain important security upgrades which help protect your device from nasty viruses and hackers. Be cyber streetwise. Visit cyberstreetwise.com.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's queues through Herne in Dorset on the southbound A338 between the Blackwater Junction and the Cooper Dean roundabouts. That's because of roadworks. The top of the M25 still very busy anti-clockwise. The recovery of an accident continues between 25 at Enfield and 24 at Potter's Bar. There's queues on the northbound A1 in Nottinghamshire. This is Blyth heading away from Five Lanes End. There's reports of a shed load there. And in Down, the A2 Portaferry Road through Cluffy is currently closed both ways near the main road junction. That's because of an accident. I'm Jarena Adams.
Ah, Mr. Gunk, please have a seat. Now, there's been some complaints that you've been building up in people's engines again. And we just can't have behaviour like that at Shell. That's one of the reasons we created Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Diesel, which is formulated to help prevent gunky deposits like, yourself. So, Mr. Gunk, I'm afraid this is it. Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Diesel, designed to defend against gunk and corrosion. Actual benefits may vary. See shell.co.uk/V-Power.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
He's back
on Talk Radio. Listen up, comrades of the world. Unite.
Our glorious leader, George Galloway, returns to the UK airwaves with the mother of all talk shows.
The switchboard is lighting up.
Controversial conversation and cutting-edge current affairs comment with the notorious B-I-G-G. Listen, this guy's a nightmare. He's not a great guy, folks.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway. Friday night from 7 on Talk Radio.
I did not say that.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio. Good afternoon. Still to come and win some meat in a game of Dead or Alive. Your reactions have been coming in for today's debate. Do we still need yawning? Yawns. Do we still need it in post-Brexit Britain when we've got hammers and bags for life? What's been coming in?
Lots coming in, John. Without yawns, how will we let the rest of the pack know that we are bored of watching EastEnders? That's coming from Wolf from Gladys.
Thank you.
And John, I once yawned and someone popped a whole pumpkin into my mouth. Thank you, Gordon Brown, for that.
Thank you very much indeed. He had a detachable jaw, didn't he?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like Diana in V, the science fiction series where she used to eat mice. Now, it's time to go abroad to talk to Talk Radio's foreign correspondent. So good afternoon to you then, and yes, welcome one, welcome all, welcome. It's time to talk to our foreign correspondent, Talk Radio's foreign correspondent today. Our foreign is French and is in France with a French story. Good afternoon, Ater, foreign correspondent. So let's talk about this. Now, 15 people are going on trial over those scenes a year ago in which many people remember an Air France executive had his shirt shredded as he tried to climb over a fence. A mob of workers angry over planned job cuts. And it was caught on film, of course. And now there are 15 people going on trial over these over this incident. What do you make of it over there?
Oui, bah vous savez, les problèmes liés à la chasse à la galinette cendrée sont très fréquents dans le Vermont. Et en fait, je trouve que les chasseurs ne sachant pas vraiment bien tirer, ils ne peuvent pas donc chasser bien un chien. Et vraiment, il y a pas vraiment de quoi s'inquiéter. Je trouve que la galinette cendrée s'en retire bien et tout n'a pas de problème.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, you're absolutely right, and a lot of people listening to you will agree. And I wonder, I mean, the charges are organised violence, of course, which is punishable up to 3 years in prison. There is a €45,000 fine if convicted, which I think is the equivalent of about £1. And, I mean, this has been going on for a long time, hasn't it? It's taken a long time to come to trial.
Oui, bah, je ne sais pas si c'est une bonne ou une mauvaise situation, mais en tout cas, c'est sûr que la machine à Pepsi ne délivre pas assez de pingouins dans l'hémisphère nord du sud de l'Afrique. Ça, c'est évident, la première chose. Ensuite, deuxièmement, il est évident que la table qui se passe sur le balcon, forcément à l'intérieur du salon. Et vous voyez, il y a des évidences sur ce point.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Well, I mean, you say that, but I wonder if the it is fair to because this was all about a restructuring proposal, of course, at Air France, and I wonder if they have been treating workers fairly.
Oui, bah, quand on essaie de réassembler un avion et qu'on essaie de mettre la tête devant et qu'on met l'aile derrière, ça marche pas bien. Ils avaient aussi essayé de remplacer des chaises à la place des ailes, ça marche pas tellement.
Yeah.
Alors après, c'est surtout des cris qui sont. Ils sont bien gérés. Normalement, ils ne vont pas poser trop de problèmes. Je l'espère.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, they're saying Air France KLM returned to profit last year after 7 years of losses. There's stiff competition, of course, from Asian and Gulf Airlines. I mean, how as a country is France responding to this trial tomorrow?
J'ai l'impression qu'il faut acheter plus de baguettes, de saucissons et de fromage. C'est la question avec les vins. Hein. C'est la question que tout le monde se pose, la question et la réponse d'ailleurs à la française, c'est une histoire de saucisson, de vin et de fromage.
Yeah. I mean, expand. Just to expand further on that point, if you would.
Alors, bah, vous savez que la France tient son héritage dans le fromage, et dans le saucisson et dans le vin. C'est en mélangeant cet aspect avec une bonne baguette, du saucisson, du fromage et du vin, que vous arrivez à faire les meilleures propositions, que vous pouvez mettre d'accord toutes les nations.
Yeah. I mean, what about the unions themselves? What are they saying about all this?
Oh, ils parlent souvent de l'élevage des crevettes dans Madagascar. Parle un peu de temps pour
tout. Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, are there any thoughts on Kim Kardashian being robbed in Paris?
Oh, ça m'étonne pas vraiment. Je veux dire, en même temps, on la voit de loin, et donc c'est normal que les gens essayent de la voler, non?
Yeah, the airline hasn't commented on Kim Kardashian. It's difficult to say this in legal terms, but there's no suggestion that anyone involved in this incident is also involved in Kim Kardashian in any way.
Non, je ne pense pas que ça soit le cas, non.
Right, yeah.
Ça va d'arriver.
Okay, and just finally, while we've got you there, what's the what's the thinking? Because in France, this is about people having their clothes torn off them, this trial and this story, of course. Yet also in France, of course, we know about the ban on burkinis. And is there any sense that these people just accidentally mistook a man's shirt for a burkini?
C'est possible que ça soit le cas, en fait. C'est aussi possible que ce soit qu'on ait banni le burkini après avoir arraché le short de... Ça arrive, vous savez, les gens souvent font des petites confusions et en France, on aime bien se mettre à poil.
Yeah, and finally, final question, really. I mean, just what's the outcome of this? If these people are found guilty, I mean, what are we looking at?
Yeah, bah, je pense qu'ils vont retrouver refuge dans la bouteille.
Yeah. That's right, thank you very much. That's Atter, he's our French correspondent, he's our foreign correspondent, he's our foreign French correspondent, talking foreign French from somewhere foreign, France. And there'll be more, of course, on that story as it unfolds. You're listening to Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
And I'm Victoria Bourne. The British Dental Association has criticised the idea of taking an x-ray of young migrants' teeth to check they really are children. One Tory MP has suggested the idea to ensure only under-18s from the so-called jungle camp in Calais are rehomed in the UK. Former Home Secretary Jack Straw supports the principle of age-related checks.
If it turns out that those coming in here are indeed over 18, and the truth will emerge, then that will undermine public confidence in the whole system. So having tests, provided they're not too intrusive, is actually a sensible thing to do for everybody concerned.
The Prime Minister has admitted she knew about concerns over the leadership of an inquiry into historical child abuse, but did nothing. Theresa May says there were stories about previous chairwoman, Dame Lil Goddard, but as Home Secretary, she couldn't intervene on the basis of suspicion or hearsay. Two men have been jailed for life for the murder of a cleric as part of a power struggle at a London mosque. Iraq war veteran Leslie Cooper, who's 38, shot Abdul Hadi Awani dead on the orders of 63-year-old Khalid Rashad in April last year. Police have arrested two inmates from Pentonville Jail in North London after one prisoner was stabbed to death and two others were injured. The Prison Officers Association says the unprecedented rise in violence in jails must not be underestimated. And a probe from the European Space Agency is going to try and land on Mars later. It's part of a mission that will eventually search for life on the red planet. The weather, a chilly night with frost, fog and some showers, lows of 6 degrees. Tomorrow's going to be dry and sunny for most. Some showers will continue in the east, though, with rain arriving in the far northwest later. Highs of 14. There's more in half an hour.
The Brothers Gould. Tonight from 7 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A seamless transition between tea time and twilight with the legendary Brothers Gould. Destined to become the nation's favourite radio family. Tall Tales and Telephone Trouble with the Brothers Gould. Featuring Johnny Gould and Ash.
Get caught in two-way family crossfire with me, Johnny Gould, and him, Ash.
You all right, bubba?
On Talk Radio.
It's a brother load of back chat, bravado and banging entertainment.
Tonight from 7
on Talk Radio. Keeping it in the family with the Brothers Gould.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So you are listening to Talk Radio on, well, I'm going to call it the radio, and I am,
God, where is it?
Hank, just hang on a second. John Holmes, and it's a Wednesday afternoon. In it, and with me, is somebody who is begging for your coin. That's right, it is a Kickstarter project. As regular listeners will know, we like to help people with their Kickstarter projects, their crowdfunding, by giving them all of the extra publicity that Britain's 34th most listened to national radio station out of a possible 39 can give them. Maybe you've got an idea you'd like to see become reality. Maybe it's a wheelie bin in which to dispose of other wheelie bins. Maybe it's a fire extinguisher that fires love and tries to talk the fire out of burning things. Whatever your idea, Kickstarter is waiting for you. What is your dream? Let's meet a man with a dream. It's Kickstarter, kick a Kickstarter up the arse on Talk Radio. And he's on the telephone now. Hello, Rich. How are you?
Hi, I'm great, thanks.
Good. So, now we've been through a lot of Kickstarters on this program, Rich. I'm going to be honest with you. Some ideas better than others. I'll be brutally honest. But it's a level playing field as far as we're concerned. Your idea, though, I'm very keen to see happen. Tell us about it, Rich.
Basically, the idea is I'm from a theatre company I run called Lionheart Productions,
yeah.
And we were looking at trying to do something a little bit original, and the idea that we've come up with, because we're huge, huge fans of the TV show Game of Thrones, is to turn it into a live stage pantomime. Yeah.
Right. It's already good.
Game
it's
of
already
Thrones,
good.
A panto of ice and fire.
Now, look, I also am a big fan of Game of Thrones, as indeed many people are. So, first question is, how? I mean, do you have to get the rights to do this?
No, because of it's a parody under fair use. Yeah. That we're being very careful about using, you know, we're not using actual dialogue or the actual music. So it's wide open, and in fact we were making arrangements with Comic Relief for it to be a charity production for them. And so, you know, the script is going to be reviewed by lawyers and such to just make sure that everything's above ground. But
yes, apart from the bits in the dungeons, obviously.
with it being a parody... surprisingly, you can get away with a lot.
Well, you can. That's true. Yes, you're right. And they changed the law about a year ago. So in terms of parody songs as well, where you can now actually use the music of original songs and change the lyrics without any fear of prosecution.
Absolutely. And we will be using sort of popular songs, but then changing the lyrics to fit the characters.
Good. So you're allowed to use character names.
Yes.
Yes, good. Right, so that helps. So in terms of your story then, have you taken an existing pantomime story sort of with all of its classic elements, you know, your Snow White, your Sleeping Beauties, etc., and just bolted it onto the world of Westeros, or which way round have you done it?
It's... we've kind of started with just the character archetypes, because as much as George R.R. Martin is has brilliantly taken all of these classic characters and then really gone into a very dark development on them, you can very easily just take, okay, Sansa is the classic sort of princess who wants to marry the prince.
Yeah, so, just happens to be related to him.
And just happens to be sadistic Joffrey.
Yeah.
But then you've got him being the kind of spoiled prince. Cersei is very easily the kind of jealous, wicked queen, like in Snow White. Jon is your kind of typical sort of noble hero, a bit like Robin Hood. In fact, we're going to have Jon Snow played by a girl as the kind of principal boy character.
Very good.
And then Sam Tarly as the kind of little Jon type sidekick works just fine.
It does. See, when you break it down, it actually, you're right. It actually, because at the end of the day, it is a grand fairy tale, isn't it? That's the point, I suppose.
Yeah,
so.
And, you know, it has all of... I think I'm writing this with my friend Liam McGrath, and I think the point where we realised, okay, we actually have to do this and not just kid around and actually we need to make this happen, was when we thought of the good fairy Melisandre as a character.
Yeah.
Just every kind of wrong in all the right ways.
And, of course, there's a dwarf, so, you know, that's handy.
Well, because we had to think what to do about Tyrion, because, you know, we didn't want to have somebody crawling around on their knees and make it like we're actually mocking...
Yes.
Peter Dinklage, who is a hero of ours for, you know, more than just Game of Thrones. He's an outstanding actor. And a couple of years ago, we did a production of Avenue Q, for which we made our own puppets.
Right.
And we kind of wanted to do that again. So Tyrion is actually going to be portrayed by sort of a Muppet-style puppet, which is another thing that you get in panto a lot. Like, Basil Brush will appear in a panto or Sooty. And so we thought, like, Tyrion can be, like, the puppet character.
Right. Now, so is it going to be... the question that now everyone listening to this who's aware of Game of Thrones is asking is, which scene does the nudity arrive?
Well, we have made it very child-friendly.
That's a disappointing thing to hear.
That was kind of the fun thing is where the... How do you make some of these scenes sort of passable for children?
Yeah.
And...
Well, dragons are fine. Dragons are fine, because I've seen...
I think there's going to be a lot of jokes that allude to nudity, but especially with characters like Melisandre, where it seems to be constant. I'm not actually going to be asking any of our cast to...
You could, again, I always like to help out Kickstarter in this way, but I also like to add my own ideas. Feel free to ignore them, Rich.
Okay.
But you could do an adult version on the side, couldn't you? You could go, right, it's family-friendly panto, that's lovely, that's a matinee. That's a matinee in an early evening.
You're aware that the internet exists, right? You can find so many things that will satisfy this need. One of them being Game of Thrones. You don't need to... This little panto version in Telford doesn't need to give you your sick kicks.
Well, you had me at the beginning, now you've lost me. I don't know, I'm going to be honest. Rich, so this is a Fringe Theatre production, obviously, as you were saying. So in terms of getting a cast together, where are you drawing them from? Who's is it you auditioning? Or what's happening?
We are doing open auditions. It's in Telford in Shropshire.
Yep.
Which does have quite a large theatre community, which I'm happily part of. So some of them are people who are my friends already and who I know from other groups and who are very supportive of this.
Yeah.
And but then we have had people coming forward themselves because it's been going around Facebook and in the local newspapers and such. We have had a few new people, but we're still looking. The auditions aren't for another 3 weeks.
All right. Have you had any word from the official Game of Thrones camp, be it George R. R. Martin or anyone involved?
No, not yet. Mostly because we're trying to make sure that it's all above board before we do. But we'd be very happy to hear from them. But to be honest, I probably would just disappear into a blubbering mess if George R. R. Martin contacted me.
Yeah.
I don't think I could handle it.
Well, look, let's look at what you can get for your money here, right? So, this is how Kickstarter works, right? So, people pledge certain amounts of money. So, how much are you looking for overall, and then how can people help?
The total that I'm aiming for on the Kickstarter campaign is £2,000. And
which on Game of Thrones would literally not even be catering budget, would it?
That would cover maybe one helmet for Night's Watchman number 86.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And really, that amount of money would cover, making sure that the deposits on the venues and the initial costume budget could kind of, that we could really get rolling and not have to sort of fundraise as we go.
Yeah.
As much. The show will still happen, even if we don't make this total. It's, it would just be a Kickstarter, as it were.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's, I mean, are you paying your cast? Is that part of the cost as well, or are they just doing it for the love of...
No, the cast are unpaid because it's an amateur production, and
yep.
As I say, the profits are going to be going to charity, in this case, Comic Relief.
Yeah, which is great. Okay, so £25, if I want to give you £25, what am I going to get for that?
That would get you... You are asking a very good question, because I don't have this in front of me. And
luckily, I do, Rich, because I'm professional. Well, amateurish myself as well, but anyway. You become accredited sponsor, you get listed in the programme and the YouTube description and in the special thanks part.
Yes, you become... basically, you'll be credited. You can choose to be anonymous, of course, but you'll be credited as a sponsor of the production.
£50 will get you your name included in the dialogue of the show.
Yes.
So that's what simply you can be Lord or Lady or of the House Holmes if I wanted to be.
Yes.
Okay. And £100, that means I'm a credited producer.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to wish all the best luck with this because I think it's out of all the panto, believe me, right? I have seen many pantos. Rich, I'll be honest with you. I used to work in theatre myself, right?
Yeah.
Doing sound and lighting, and before I did all of this nonsense, and I sat through. I couldn't tell you how many pantomime productions, and often used to do three a day over the Christmas period, and I would lose track of what day it was, what show it was. I would be constantly ill because of all of the children who would cough at me while I sat in the auditorium trying to do the sound. And I once saw Marty McCutcheon in her pants. So, it was very glamorous. So I'm very much behind, as in panto parlance, I'm behind you.
It's come as much out of kind of frustration with panto as anything, because as you can imagine, being in amateur theatre, you tend to be a bit overshadowed by all of the panto going on for a good 2 months of the year.
Yeah.
And so and people always said, like, oh, you're funny, why don't you do a panto? And it's like, okay, only if I can do something completely off the wall with the form. And doing it with Game of Thrones, which is, you know, the modern fairy tale.
Yeah. No, look, honestly, I think it's a great idea. And if it wasn't in Telford, you know, I'd come to see it. But you just have to take it on tour. That's what you're going to have to do.
It is going to be on... it will be uploaded to YouTube to watch.
Splendid.
And we're going to make sure that it, you know, looks... it's going to be sort of professionally filmed.
It's going to... It will be hard to notice the difference between actual Game of Thrones and Game of Thrones A Panto of Ice and Fire by the time you finish.
Yeah.
OK, listen, Rich, thank you very much for talking to us. No, that's Rich, who is doing that. You'll find it. If you get a Kickstarter and search Game of Thrones Panto, I'm sure you will find all of the details. If you have a Kickstarter you'd like us to kick up the arse, do get in touch. Here is the number, 87222. Start your message with the word talk. Or at Talk Radio on Twitter, that'll do as well. Start your message with any word you like. I'm John Holmes, this is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Don't miss the radio show that's opening doors for property investors right across the UK. Home Rule with Martin Roberts in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to achieve your dream home or develop your property portfolio, get expert advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Trick or treat!
Sorry, kids. We're saving the treats for Mum and Dad this Halloween. When they buy the exciting Renault Capture or the equally adventurous Renault Kadjar from our award-winning crossover range, they'll now get an extra £750 towards their deposit with 3.99 APR representative until the 31st of October. Renault Finance, over 18, subject to status, participating dealers only. Registered by 31st of December. T's and C's apply. See renault.co.uk/offers.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade-quality building products. In October, we've got a real deal on a 25-kilogram bag of Thistle multi-finished plaster for only £4.39 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The anti-clockwise M25 still looking very heavy after earlier problems between 25 for Enfield and 24 for Potters Bar. In Bristol, the A4 Bath Road through Brislington struggling. The lights at West Town Lane have failed and police are having to direct traffic. There's two hotspots for the A1 in Nottinghamshire, north through Dry Donington. It's slow because of roadworks. And then further along through Blyth, just after Five Lanes End, there's a queue after earlier problems. And in Down, the A2 Porter Ferry Road through Clough is still closed near Main Road as police deal with an accident. I'm Jarena Adams.
Ah, Mr. Gunk, please have a seat. Now, there's been some complaints that you've been building up in people's engines again. And we just can't have behaviour like that at Shell. That's one of the reasons we created Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Diesel, which is formulated to help prevent gunky deposits like, yourself. So, Mr. Gunk, I'm afraid this is it. Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Diesel, designed to defend against gunk and corrosion. Actual benefits may vary. See shell.co.uk/V-Power.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
You are listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. Good afternoon to you. I am John Holmes. Now, I've been... this is just ahead of giving away some meat. I've been looking through the newspapers today, and I've noticed that... And I have leafed through quite... I'll be honest, quite a lot of them, and I've noticed that they're... The news is in the newspaper, and it's quite complicated, isn't it?
Oh, John, despite having fashioned a little paper hat out of the news, I could only get my head into it. I just couldn't get my head around it.
No,
yeah.
I know, you're not the only one. We get letters from people who have fashioned the news into little hats, and they too have said much the same thing. Look, someone sent me a little paper hat they've made here. Let me just unfold it. And there's a message on it, and it says, Dear John, please enjoy this paper hat that I have made. I send it to you because I can't, while I can get my head into the news due to the hat-related item I have constructed, I can't get my head around the news.
Oh,
is there any way you could,
frustrating.
You could help me? Well, yes, there is. That's from Fleury.
You're in luck because this is where we explain the news to you by breaking it down into its component parts. When you take hold of the news and break it down when you take hold of the news, just edit that out when this goes out on the radio. When you take the news and you edit it down into its component parts, what you end up with is, of course, break it down into its component parts, not edit it. Just edit this as well. What you end up with is Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Mel Gibson's been off the juice for 10 years. Well, he did rant about them.
The news in haikus. And now it is time on Talk Radio. In the afternoons, to give away some meat. And we'll be doing it today in an on-air game of Dead or Alive! That's right, it's a game of Dead or Alive, in which we'll give away some meat on the radio. On the telephone line, all the way from a place, is Pip. Hello, Pip.
Hey, you all right?
Very good, thank you, Pip. How are you?
I am fine. How's your fine self?
Well, I'm also fine, thank you for asking. And despite being in the north, you were obviously brought up very well to politely ask that question. I think that's...
thank you very much.
It's testament to your parents, that is, Pip, isn't it? Pip, is that short for anything?
Philip.
Of course it is, yeah. Was there a Great Expectations nod in the naming of you or anything?
Will it make me seem more intelligent if I say yes?
Yes.
Yes, yes, there is, totally. all the references all the time.
Good. What do you do in the north, Pip?
I am a comedian.
Really?
Yes.
Excellent news. Do you have a joke?
No, not any good ones.
Okay, fine. Good. Pip is a comedian. He's going to win some meat. Now, well, if he scores highly in a game of Dead or Alive. Now, Pip, what I've got here is a list of things that are either dead or alive.
Right.
Okay, it's very simple. You just have to tell me whether they're dead or alive. That's in a nutshell, those are the rules.
Right, okay.
Now, the choice of meat you have is a chicken, a beef or a lamb, or a box of organic veg, because we're not racist.
Right, OK.
What would you choose?
I'd probably go for a nice bit of beef, actually.
Nice bit of beef, good choice. Yeah, strong choice, right. OK, so, ears down, Pip, because it's time to play Dead or Alive.
I'm ready.
As broadcast, keeping score through the glass. So, Pip, dead or alive, my relationship with my sister.
I'm going to say that that's alive and well.
Well, no, not Kelda, because what happened was it was her birthday last week. Now, I remembered her birthday and texted her all the way from where I was on her birthday, which, Pip, was Rwanda.
Right.
Where I was making a document.
Yes, we know.
Okay. So, but what happened then, I pre-posted some gift vouchers for her birthday along with the card. And I learned at the weekend when I spoke to my mum that my sister never received any of this and took it as a snub and is now not talking to me, even though I had posted these things, and it's not my fault.
Oh, that's a shame.
So my relationship with my sister at the moment, dead.
Bugger.
Yeah. My other sister, dead or alive?
No, I'm still going to go. I'm hoping for you, mate. I'm going to go for alive.
She is alive. She's absolutely fine, yeah. She's called Vicky.
Hello, Vicky.
Yeah. She doesn't listen. Asprodcast through the glass is throat. Asprodcast is throat, dead or alive?
Oh, I'm going to say dead.
Yes, it's been dead most of this week. She turned up on Monday after a week off with a voice. Well, let's ask her, with a voice that sounded a little bit like this.
A bit like this?
Yeah. No explanation as to how it happened as yet. But she did go and watch some naked men reading literature on a boat. Whether these things are related, one could not possibly say.
I would like to think that it is.
So would we all. Dead or alive, everyone in the world, if Donald Trump wins the election and is handed the button.
Oh, we are so dead.
Yes, we are. Dead or alive, all the good celebrities this year.
They're very dead.
They're very dead, aren't they? All the bad ones still alive.
Yeah.
Given that he eats his lunch live on air every day, like an unprofessional man, the chance, Cornelius's chances of finding a fork, and I quote, in this sodding building.
Probably dead.
They are dead. There's not a fork to be found.
I've now, had to get a handful from Sainsbury's and put them in my bag.
Yeah, is this your... Yeah, but you're the one who uses the fork. So what do you do with the fork?
I don't throw them away after I eat them. Well, I do with the Sainsbury's ones.
So what? Where have they gone then?
I don't know, but all three floors are missing the forks.
So it's very much the same problem with me in my day job. I have to adapt and either use a spoon or a pen lid.
A pen lid?
Pen lid.
That's good. That's strong. What is your day job, Pip, out of interest?
Just working for Virgin Media as like an admin bod.
Oh, right. And you work in an office where pen lids aren't frowned upon as cutlery?
Well, I sometimes do it out of sight, but I don't really ask them, really.
Yeah, just... Are they your pen lids, or do you just steal the pen lids of colleagues?
They're on my own pen lids. Oh, right. I'm not that bad.
You're not a monster.
Oh, no.
The Hills. Dead or alive, The Hills.
Alive.
Well, with The Sound of Music.
That is right, yeah.
You'd think, wouldn't you? But unfortunately, in this case, The Hills are were a family that lived about three doors away from my parents. The entire family, three generations, wiped out tragically in a ladybird counting accident.
Dang.
So, that's dead. The Pound.
Oh, that's dead.
Dead. The New Zealand Dollar.
Alive.
Yes, according to Ed Id in the office, who is New Zealandish, he when we were talking about this,
chimed in, didn't he?
He chimed in with just showing off, really. We said the pound was dead, and he said, "Well, the New Zealand dollar is very much alive."
That's good for them.
His popularity in the office now dead, though. So. Now, I don't know whether you're familiar. We have someone who works on the website here. He's called Luke. We call him Sex Luke because he came in one Monday to announce he had sex three times with a girl on the preceding night. And he's now called Sex Luke. And for some reason, even though his job is just to tend to the website badly, as it turns out, he's decided to embark on a career as a war correspondent by writing an article about the attacks on Mosul that's way out of his pay grade. So is Sex Luke's career as a war correspondent dead or alive?
I believe in Sex Luke. I think he's alive.
Well, according to the tweet that he wrote himself on the Talk Radio Twitter account saying, why not read this excellent article by Luke Dolan? it would be very much alive. But I think when the boss sees it, it'll be very much dead. And final question, dead or alive, how Leona Lewis comes...
Alive.
Let's find out. It's the right answer! That's the right answer! Right, now we must go to the scores. As broadcast is through the glass and is... We've got to, I'll be honest with you, Pip, what's happened now is we have to fire up the system.
Right.
So just bear with us, because the system itself is quite a slow system, but it will eventually... And it's a dial-up system as well, I should mention that. It's a dial-up. Just bear with us while we fire it up. It takes a while to log in. Ugh. Sorry, Pip, it's a really slow system. Right, we're in. Okay, good. So, we're into the system. And, Type in the name there. Just typing it in.
Yeah, sorry. How do you spell your name, Pip?
P-I-P.
P-I-P, Pip.
No, that's it's not. Is there any alternative spellings?
PYP?
No, I'll tell you what. I'll use upside down B's. Wait.
Okay, try that.
Yeah, that's worked. Oh, good. Good, right. Okay, and it's Virgin Media you work for.
In my day job, yeah.
Yeah, I just write Virgin.
Yeah. No, now you, not what you put. Now you just call Pippa Virgin.
Oh, sorry.
You've confused. Okay. You've confused
all the time. It's fine.
Yeah, you've confused him with yourself, Cornelius.
Not, shut up.
Cornelius' mum taught him how to French kiss. That's a true story.
How do you spell French kiss?
Well, you don't know how to do it, so there's no reason we know how to spell it. His mum, honestly, Pip, he went on a Tinder date, and his mum walked into the bus stop, and the conversation on the way there transpired that Cornelius had never kissed before, so his mum taught him how to French kiss at the bus stop in front of people.
Oh, well, that's a very loving mother,
I guess. Yeah, too loving in many ways, yeah.
Yeah.
How's it? How's the system?
Stop. Yeah, I'm just so I just
stop.
Type in bus stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I'll just print it off.
Okay. It's quite a slow printer, Pip, as well, I'm afraid, so just bear with us while we print it off. Oh. We've really got to get a new printer. This is every day, it's just ridiculous. Oh. Really sorry, Pip. It's
so it's a really slow tearer.
Yeah. Apologise again, Pip. It's slow.
No, it's okay. Take your time. Fine.
Just getting it off the printer. It takes a while to get it off.
Ah. Right, got it.
So, he's after the beef.
Okay.
And to get the beef, Pip has had to score some points in a game of Dead or Alive.
Cool, I'll just look at the data.
Yes.
The data indicates that...
Pip.
Bib.
Oh, yes.
Sorry, it's upside down. Oh, yeah, totally. Pip. Yeah. Scored.
Yeah.
7 points!
7 points!
Is that good?
What?
Is that good?
Hang on, let's check. Fire up the system. No. Pip, it is enough to win you your required beef. Congratulations, Pip.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That is Pip winning beef in a game of Dead or Alive. You are listening to Talk Radio on the radio. That is about it from us. Today, we will be back tomorrow between 1 and 4 o'clock. And I
Where are you going now, John?
What?
You're being taken up the Arias, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Arias being the... what does it stand for now? The Audio Radio Industry Awards. And it's in Leeds. I've got to go to Leeds now. Mm. Leeds.
And they're paying for you to go up, aren't they? Well, for your train.
They are paying for the train.
So
yeah.
So you are being taken up the Arias.
By a train driver.
Fact. Yeah, it's a factual fact.
Yeah. It's going to be a good night. Speaking of which, good night. We'll see you tomorrow. Sam Delaney's next. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We've got entertainment, and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.